I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud Nine right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud Nine. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight is going to be a different radio show. Instead of doing my normal Slow Jam Sundays, what we're going to be doing is talking about the verdict that came down on the Trayvon Martin trial, the George Zimmerman trial yesterday. It was a not guilty verdict, and it made people feel a certain way. It made us feel like, okay, what the fuck? I at least thought that he was going to get manslaughter, but that wasn't the case, and that didn't happen like that. So, you know, I decided, you know what, tonight let's do a show where people can call in and express their views, their opinions, and what should happen next so we can keep this from happening to somebody else. So I do apologize. It seems like I was having technical difficulties with my computers. I have two of them up because one acts crazy, other one acts retarded, and the other one is Windows 8, and I don't like Windows 8. So, last night, I'm looking down on my phone, and I see that I get a text message saying that the verdict is in. Me, I'm being extremely happy. Because I'm thinking, like, okay, they're going to find him not guilty of manslaughter. Man, was I shocked when they said not guilty. Like, I felt like somebody had kicked me in my stomach and I had lost the air and I couldn't breathe. And instantly I started thinking about his parents because, like, we cannot imagine what they feel like unless we've been in that situation. Me personally, I was fortunate enough to have my son still alive. 2005, my son was shot, and, you know, unlike other parents, I'm blessed to be able to say that my son is still here today. But that night, someone else got shot, and they wasn't so lucky. Their family didn't get to hear that they were going to make it, and they were going to be okay. So, you know, from a standpoint of having your child shot, and I'm still able to see him every day, to, you know, Trayvon being like, okay, that's not going to happen, then, you know, it's kind of hard and whatnot. So it's just, it's crazy. So for those of you that are listening to me, if you're on the call, my internet is like, I don't know what the hell is going on. This is not a good time for my internet not to be acting right. So I'm working several different computers so that I don't have this problem. But like I said, last night I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Then I see the petition for the NAACP to ask the Obama administration to press civil rights violation charges against Zimmerman, and immediately I jumped on the fact, on the opportunity to fill out the application, the petition, and send it in because I want my voice to be heard because we have to stand up and take a stand because this could easily be our child. So, you know, in situations like that, you just want to do what's right. So, again, guys, I am trying to bring up everything on my damn system, and it's just bear with me. So when I saw the petition, 57,000 people had already signed it in an hour. Then I took it and instantly put it on Twitter. Then I put it on, let's see, where else did I put it? I put it on Facebook. And so then last night, because I couldn't sleep, I immediately checked it again. And next thing I know, it was at 100. It was like 115,000. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, people are, like, actually standing up, and they're signing this. So then I checked it again this morning, and then lo and behold, it was like, wow, over 400,000 people had signed it. It was like, I can't remember the other website, but you had NAACP, and then you had MoveOn or something, .org, and so combined, they had close to 400,000 signatures. So I'm like, wow. And that was like within three hours to the 115,000, but there were so many signatures coming so fast that the system was crashing. So what they had to do was they had to redo the system. So if you go on to the petition site and you try to log on and it keeps giving you problems, it's because the site is it's like crashing because you have so many people signing up in their support of the non-guilty verdict, so we need to take it to the next level. So, you know, everybody is posting it on Twitter. It's on people's Facebook pages. All you need to do is just go on there and click on it, and then you're able to get through it. So, let's see here. I'm letting my systems come up, and wow, this is really weird because for some reason, Blog Talk Radio is not coming up. I apologize. I swear the devil is a liar. I was like, the moment that I want to do something important, I know that this was going to happen. But please bear with me. It's not my problem. So I have two computers up, and both of them want to act up with my fucking internet. This is fucking unbelievable. Like, when I tell you unbelievable, unfucking believable. Okay, what I'm doing is trying to log back in because I can't see anything. I'm doing everything from just sight and what I can see in front of me. So Blog Talk is trying to come up. And it could be everybody is doing a show today, and this is a different time for me. And so I'm trying to take that in consideration too. But it's funny how, like, when you normally can come on, log on, and not have any problems, but when you have something important to say, you got to go through all these issues. I'm still waiting for it to come up, guys. Again, I do apologize for this. And it's the servers at fucking Blog Talk. This is fucking crazy. I can see the chat room, but I cannot see my fucking switchboard. So once I can see my switchboard, then I can bring the calls in. But as of right now, the server is not allowing me to get on. So I'm going to still keep talking. My heart really went out to the Morton family. And to actually see George Zimmerman have a smile on his face, I swear he looked like the epitome of evil. And what's really scary is the fact that you are just able to walk away, you get your gun back, and you carry on with your life like nothing ever happened. And not once did you ever tell the Martins that you were sorry for taking their son's life. Like, what did they do that at? Like, you showed no remorse at all. But as soon as you found out that you was not guilty, you was more than happy and exuberant or whatever. And I just felt a certain kind of way because at the end of the day, you know, it is race, but it's not race. What the hell? It's about right and wrong. And to follow, hold on, like my power is going out. This is crazy. But to follow an innocent kid that was unarmed and not do what the police told you to, they told you not to follow him, and you decided to take matters into your own hands, that was like so damn wrong. You was wrong for doing that. So this is what I'm going to do. The chat room is still open. I'm going to go get my iPhone and see if I can get on that way and bring in the calls. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God. What's going on
between my phone? Okay. So, yes, Hype Magazine, that was horrible. Like, shit is just crazy. So what I'm doing is logging on my iPhone through the internet so I can be able to get to the switchboard to bring the calls on. And again, I truly apologize for this, but this isn't anything that I'm doing. It's like I'm trying to get through the servers, and it keeps telling me that it's too busy. Try again. Like, what the fuck? This is crazy. This is why I need to leave Blog Talk alone and just go on a fucking server of my own and not have to deal with this bullshit. Okay, so I'm still working on some things here. But like I was saying, it's not a, I mean, some people feel like it's about race, but at the end of the day, it's about right or wrong. And if George Zimmerman would have done what he was told to do, then Trayvon Martin would still be here, and he would see that it wasn't that serious, and what he did, you know, was for nothing, you know. So he wasn't there to break into anybody's house. He was coming from the store, and I feel like if the person at the store wasn't scared of him and feeling like he was suspicious when he was walking through the store, and we saw that on camera, so why in the hell did you feel like, you know, the person was going to do something bad? That's just crazy. So had you just stood down, called the police, I see someone suspicious like you've been doing, just sat in your car and just told them what direction the person may have been going in, things could have been different. You know what I'm saying? So you wanted to take matters into your own hand, which you did, kill somebody, and now it's like you're going into hiding because you're fearful of your life. But my thing is, like, why are you so fearful? You didn't do anything wrong, so, you know, you stood your ground once, stand your ground again. So it's like, for me, my kids are old enough to see and read and understand the importance of what's going on with all of this. And it's like, you always want your kids to do the right thing, and you always want your kids to be safe. But how do you protect your kids from some stuff like this? How do we educate our kids? Like, you know, if you see somebody following you and then they confront you and then they don't tell you who they are, it's like, you know, you defend yourself. So you sit there and you teach your kids, like, okay, you defend yourself. But then somebody pulls out a gun, and then next thing you know, your child is no longer here. And to me, I feel like that is so not fair. For the simple fact that, you know, we should be able to defend ourselves against strangers. We teach our kids that if somebody, like, is following you that you don't know, you tell your parents, you come home, you tell the police, you do all these things. But now we're faced with, well, if we defend ourselves, you know, person can take a gun, they can shoot us, and because they felt like their life was in fear because they did what they wanted to do, then it's like, what the hell does that say? What sign does that give everybody? So I'm working on my iPhone, trying to get everything to come up because y'all guys know that I'm not good with damn touch screens. So, I swear, the devil is such a, oh, he is such a liar. So I am trying to get everything to come up. And, again, I do apologize for this. This is not supposed to happen like this, but I sat there and took both of my computers as a precaution so I wouldn't have to go through this. So let me see what's coming up. Okay.
Hey, Ashton.
Hey, how you doing?
Girl, I'm getting fucking frustrated here.
I hear you.
I'm getting so frustrated. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since the verdict came down.
Yeah.
It threw me off. I was up all night. I was doing all types of tweets. And it's just like Facebooking, and I was just, I just felt some type of way.
I mean, of course we're going to feel a certain type of way because it's blatantly wrong. But, I mean, look at the fact that Zimmerman's father is a judge. The DA came on afterwards and was smirking. Whole shit was a charade. Like, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, because did you hear the how the state was? And they was like, to me, I felt like they was relieved that it was over, and
yeah.
You know, when I can't remember verbatim because I was reading it last night, and it just tripped me out how they was just so calm about it, and you know, I've only lost two cases when it came to someone's death cases or something like that, and I'm just like, what in the hell? Like, I don't know. Me personally, I felt like that they didn't put their all into it. And the way that they set up their case, it gave Zimmerman the right not to get on the trial because it basically gave him his defense. You didn't vet your witnesses very well.
Right.
Allowed them to get up there. Like, we already knew that much as Patrice Gentile, we'll just say Gentile, did not want to be a part of this at all. So she should have been treated as a hostile witness for both sides of the prosecution and the state.
Right.
It should have been made clearly that this girl has a learning disability. Okay? Then English is her third language. Then you have cops getting up there, and then you start getting irritated with them because of their answers. You should have fucking deposed them better. So how the fuck is, how are you going to get mad at your own witnesses for answering questions, and then the defense comes in and they've opened up doors that shouldn't have been opened, but because you wasn't doing a good job and asking the right questions, you could have saw this coming.
I'm just so disappointed and heartbroken. But I mean, it was evident. The man sat there the whole time with no worries.
Yeah. He was like Lil Wayne, looking in my face. I ain't got no worries. You know what I'm saying? Like, I at least thought when they put the manslaughter in there that it was going to be cool. But then somebody broke it down for me this morning. They was like, come on. They knew it was in trouble when the jury didn't know and asked the judge about the laws of manslaughter or whatever.
Right, right. But, they
like,
say, clearly, if anything, it was manslaughter of a minor. He should not have been able to walk, but he did. And I'm sorry, I'm not surprised. I'm just upset about it because it's a constant thing. Like, how is it that Michael Vick has dead dogs on his property and he gets 2 years? Or a woman, 30 years old, I forget her name, she fires warning shots at her husband who's continuously whipping her ass, and she gets 20 years. But this man kills a child because he's Batman for a day, and he gets to walk. It just doesn't make sense. And, I mean, if there wasn't no Civil Rights Act, he wouldn't have even had a trial. He would not have even had a trial. We had to fight for the trial. So they was like, sure, okay, y'all want to make noise about a trial, you'll get a trial, but you're not going to get what you seek. And Mark O'Mara is like full of himself now because yesterday when he was on the podium speaking, he said, you know, if they go for civil suit, we will seek and we will get immunity.
Yeah, because he was like, I read, he was like, I'm sure his court days are not over. But trust and believe, like, just because y'all got away with it on the state level, the federal level is different. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, don't think women, like, for real, this is not a threat. This is not anything ill will or nothing like that. Your identities are not going to be concealed forever. They're going to come out, and then you're going to have to deal with the backlash from your friends that felt like he was guilty. You're going to have to deal with whatever comes your way because y'all made a senseless decision. Lord forbid y'all should ever have to go through what that family went through.
Right.
Because then you're going to be wanting the jury to make the right decision for you. And guess what? The system is going to fail you just like y'all failed the Martins. I mean, if nothing else, okay, cool. It wasn't second degree murder. Y'all didn't prove ill will. But at least this man followed this teenager, did not acknowledge who he was, what he was doing. You just followed him and you confronted him. So at the end of the day, we teach our kids, if you are in trouble or somebody confronts you or they're doing something or somebody's following you, you fight. My mama used to tell us, you pick something up and you knock the hell out of them.
Right.
So my thing is, like, what's the problem? Like, I'm not understanding. So now, Florida, it's clear that people can kill babies and get away with it. First, you had Casey Anthony, and I'm sure some other people that we don't know about. Because
right.
I'm sure
Like somebody told me, a lot of black kids get killed by white people all the time in Florida, and nobody ever says anything about it. It just happens. So my thing is, all right, Florida, instead of being the sunshine state, y'all are the child killer state. Shit, people, you know, y'all about to be going to South Beach. Y'all about to go to Tampa Beach. I mean, like, fucking West Palm Beach, all these different places. Now, just think, like, if something happens to you, your life ain't worth a damn. Don't feel like you're going to get some justice. And my thing is, remember why you went high, and my dude, like...
He know, because he know he wrong.
It's like,
he know he wrong.
Yeah, he wrong, but he won. You know, you stood your ground. They gave you your gun back. So you free to go out and stand your ground
some more.
you know the law very well. So my thing is, you know, I feel like if I did nothing wrong and I was found out guilty by my peers, guess what? I'm going to be walking with my head held high. But you can't do that because in your heart, you know that you wronged that little boy by taking his life. You wronged him by not saying hi. My name is George Zimmerman. I'm on the community watch. You don't look familiar. You don't look like you're from around here. Are you lost? Why are you walking in the neighborhood this time of night? There have been a series of break-ins, and it's my duty to my community to monitor behavior or people that don't look like they live here. What's so hard about that? Hi, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hi, Ashton. I'm all right. Listen to the conversation.
And what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, first of all, they didn't really want to prosecute this guy in the first place, which is why it took him 44 days to arrest him. I believe that the prosecutor was negligent. And then I'm totally amazed that six women would let this guy go after having killed a child. Armed with a bag, a can of pee and a bag of Skittles. That's just insane to me. So, those are my thoughts. You know, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I'm disappointed. I'm hurt, like a lot of people are hurt. But like Ashton, I'm not really surprised.
I mean, honestly, when they put Chantel on the stand, and then when they put that chick on the stand, and she started talking about her cross, and Zimmerman asked her if she was a Christian.
What?
I already knew that it was a problem.
Well, one of the problems with Zimmerman even being allowed to have a gun, I just retired from the military, and when we deploy overseas, since Zimmerman had a domestic violence accusation earlier on in his career, if you're a soldier and you have domestic violence on your record, whether you've been accused or found guilty, whatever, the fact that you have that accusation, that precludes you from carrying a weapon.
Right.
Or getting a firearms license. But this man is in a semi, a para-official capacity with a weapon. And, you know, I just don't feel like, I feel like if our military can't carry weapons with a domestic violence issue, then neither should law enforcement or paramilitary type people such as Zimmerman and the Neighborhood Watch. It shouldn't be issued licenses either. But he had a background of violence, you know, assault charges, domestic violence, including an assault on a police officer. So how does that qualify him to get a license for a weapon and carry the trust of the community, you know, on his shoulders? whether it was neighborhood watch or security guard or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't think that it's fair. You know, you've got guys out here who have deployed multiple times, come home, you know, have PTSD, get into an altercation with their wife. It's not an excuse, but it's a fact. And then their right to carry a weapon is taken away. But this guy is just walking around for free and to do what he wants. That's what I'm looking at.
It's like he's a walking time bomb.
Well, it definitely escalated. I mean, if you look at a serial killer, serial killers start out by, you know, mistreating animals and killing animals, and they work their way up to human beings. So
yeah.
He's had, you know, multiple assaults, violent offenses, and finally, you know, did the ultimate and took a human life. So killing something that needs to be killed is one thing, but killing somebody because he, you know, making you uncomfortable because of his color and a hoodie, that's insane. He knew he was going to try and kill that kid anyway.
He came out trying to kill that kid.
Say again?
He came out his car to kill that boy.
Yeah, he came out to kill him. That's my opinion. That and set him up for a fall, and Trayvon fell right into the trap. The wise thing, I think, you know, for Trayvon would have been to keep walking and get somewhere safe where, you know, ignore this guy, keep moving, don't try to face-to-face him. I know his manhood would have, you know, his adrenaline and his testosterone was getting in there, but he needed to get to that woman's house where he belongs so that he would have a favorable witness, an eyewitness, you know, after the treatment he was receiving from this neighborhood watch guy. That would have been the wisest course of action. You know, he stood his ground in defense of himself, and he lost. But the other person who initiated the situation, who at least should have gotten a negligent homicide conviction with some prison time, you know, walked away scot-free. Okay, I'm done.
I hear you.
I don't even know. I'm just listening because that night could have went so many ways. Like, you know, Trayvon, he wasn't thinking because he was on the phone with an old girl, and you know he wasn't thinking to call 911 because he probably really didn't know the area. And then you know a lot of times kids don't think to call 911 on a situation like that. And I mean, I just couldn't imagine what was going through his mind, because as I listened to the tape in the courtroom when they wasn't, you know, when they played it, my heart was just done, because his parents had to sit there and go through this over and over and over, and hearing the scream, help, help. We all know that was not Zimmerman. Like, come on, dude. Because as soon as you shot, as soon as the gun went off, the screen stopped.
Yeah.
And for him to sit there and say he was the one screaming, who does that?
They could have done a voice match. All across. Digital voice match, but they didn't do that. There's a way to differentiate between those voices. They didn't do that. Voice check was taking care of everything.
They just went through the motions to shut everybody up, but you didn't really shut everybody up. You just made it a bigger problem.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, because you got to think about it. You have people that are being rational, they're doing the right thing, they're signing the petition, they're protesting peacefully. Then you got people in Oakland that's acting a fool. Then, Zimmerman, what are you going to do? You going to hide for the rest of your life? I guess you need to go back to Peru where your mother is from.
Well, you know, he's got the last name of Zimmerman, which is German, and a lot of Nazis escaped from Germany and hid in Peru and Argentina, you know, and that's how they escaped prosecution, because there was no extradition for those countries, you know. So he's Peruvian, but he has a German name. So we can only assume that he came from a Nazi line. Nazi bloodline.
I mean, look at his father. But what I think what's pissing me off the most is, and then Riker had to get on me. I got pulled into it I got pulled into it on Twitter. You know, I did hashtag Zimmerman09, and I'm reading some of the posts, and some of the posts are really crazy because my thing is, how can you sit there and tell Trayvon Martin's parents, they failed as parents, that's why their child is dead?
Exactly.
Then you sit here and talk about gangster rap music is raising these kids, that's why they're turning out to be thugs, this and the third. Okay, so let's go ahead and break down music. What about heavy metal? What about the devil worshiping that's going on in there? Let's take Ozzy Osbourne. Let's break down Kiss. Let's take Guns N' Roses. And then, let's not forget, most of the craziest crimes that made national headline news was created by white people. And it's not pointing color or anything like that, but at the end of the day, we don't go blowing up schools. We don't go blowing up, Oklahoma, that bombing.
Yeah, Big Bang, Tennessee, Missouri.
Yeah, Sandy Hook.
Yep.
And then some guy was like, my kids are well mannered. Okay. And he named their ages. They was like 20-something to like 7. Okay, who says your kids are well mannered? You? Because if you're saying your kids are well mannered and you're sitting here like being judgmental and talking about somebody else, I can just imagine what your kids are like. And I said, knowing your kids that are well mannered, they're probably smoking meth behind your back.
Wait a minute. First of all, you don't find no black kids cussing their parents out in public. How about no? I'm not going to do that and fuck you. You know? No, that's a slap in the face, look up at the ceiling kind of situation for us. You know? But these white kids is running around, Tommy, don't do that. Fuck you. Now, that's not the way to talk. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Excuse my language. Anyway.
Yeah, I understand. You're right, because at the end of the day, my daughter, we was in, when I was married, military installation, and Gary knows that when you're in the military, your husband is held accountable for any and everything that you that your dependents do or whatever. So
yep.
My daughter was acting up. I don't know where she learned this from, but I'm about 7 months pregnant, miserable as hell. We're in the PX, it's Christmas time. She wants what she wants. And she ain't about to get it. And she's cutting up. I don't care where I'm at. If my child is being bad, I'm going to stop and discipline you. This little chick runs through the PX and is like, no, she's going to beat me. So, you know, all these people looking at me, and I already know that. If it gets back to my husband's command, he's going to get called in the office. And he's going to be talked to like, okay, why is your daughter running through the store talking about her mama is going to beat her? Like, people think that's child abuse.
Right.
I promise you, I snatched her little ass up by her arm, put her in the car. When we pulled up in the driveway and I hit the front door, I called it the Santa Claus belt. I grabbed the belt and whipped her from the living room to her bedroom. And my ex was like, so what happened? He said, never mind. And then once I told him what happened, he's like, are you serious? I was like, yes. But I snatched her up. Like, you know, so I'm just like, how can somebody say that somebody failed as parents and that's why their kid is dead? So what about the parents of Jeffrey Dahmer, all these mass murderers that came from pretty good backgrounds that I'm assuming or whatever? So, you know, what about them? It's like, at the end of the day, these people lost their son. Lord forbid anybody experience what they're going through. You wouldn't want nobody be talking about, oh, you was a bad parent, or this, that, and the third. That's why I'm really shocked at the NAACP president in Virginia. the one that was saying, like, you know, had Trayvon not acted up or whatever, he wouldn't be with his dad. But regardless of why his mother sent him to go stay with his father, regardless of fighting in school, regardless of smoking pot, it does not matter. None of that was a reason for an overzealous wannabe cop to stalk him, get out of his car, and shoot him in the chest. And for the dude to say that, I felt like he was out of line. And then people was like, oh, he's being ridiculed because he's speaking the truth. It doesn't have anything to do with it. His mother sent him to his father for whatever reason. He went to the store to get some Skittles and something to drink for his little brother. He wasn't smoking pot at the store or when Zimmerman found him. He didn't have a blunt in his hand. He wasn't fighting the kid in the community. He wasn't fighting the grown-up. So I don't feel that it's fair for people to sit there and be like, well, he was this, he was that. Oh, the hell well, ain't nobody perfect. Still does not warrant a grown-ass man to kill a 17-year-old. Because what happens when Zimmerman and his wife procreate? And something happens to their child. Because remember, karma is a bitch. God is in control of everything. But when you do wrong, wrong comes back to you. In the Bible, it talks about curses, generational curses. So my thing is, like, at the end of the day, like, how you gonna live your life? Because your passion should eat you up.
It'll come back.
Oh, my gosh. Chief Rob, listen to this, y'all. The NAACP is for keeping Negroes quiet. They are taking money and doing nothing. Being jealous is a boot-licking house nigga. Oh, my goodness. You know what, Chief Rob? You getting the fuck up out of here. Let me go ahead and kick your ass up out of here. Bye. We don't do that. We don't do that. Oh, we got Know Your Enemy. Hey, Know, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to be politically correct, but I promise you, I already know whenever you do a show and you're talking about situations that got a lot of in the middle, and it's, you know, about race when it's not. I already know we're going to have ignorant people coming into the chat room or getting on the line, but one thing y'all need to know about me, I will shut y'all down real quick. So don't think nothing is sweet over here. I will go ahead and shut it down. I will hurt your feelings. And don't call into my show. And I got your number. Because I will put it all over Twitter.
Hey, Chuck,
like they
I
doing
check
Zimmerman's
address.
Yes.
Chuck, I got to get off. Got to get back to my homework. But I'll be missing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Talk to you. Bye.
Hey, now.
Hey, how you doing?
Nope. I'm fine. What are your thoughts, hon?
Well, like I told everybody, I believe that this has all been a big setup because, like I said before, you know, like his family, you know, they're already in the court system. He got the judge and he got his mother being the court reporter. Then you got the fact of the call. And even though people said that he didn't apologize, what he said in court was he apologized for the fact of the age. He didn't apologize for what the crime was. So I took it like basically he's saying, like, well, if, you know, he would have known he was a teenager, he probably wouldn't have did it. But basically, he had ended up fleeing even for a minute and then came back. And then they had to work up a time for, like, creating the story for him just to go into court. And then even when they said about the facts and stuff, they said it was more of a hate crime. So I look at, like, it's like anything he's saying is still not adding up for him. And even from the recording, you hear them repeatedly tell him not to go after him and talking about they always get away with this. So my thing is like this. all the facts are saying everything he did was wrong. You don't have nothing verified, anything that's supposed to be credible for being under the law. So basically, he should have been out of the jail a long time ago. But because who his parents are, that's the only reason why he got off.
Mm-hmm. A big charade.
But see, I have a flip question to this. So if he can get off for doing what he did, he stalked the person, he went against the law, and also he did his own justice, then they should go to what the purge theory is, and everybody down there should be able to have a gun, and they should get rid of the cops. Because if the cops ain't going to do their job, then why are they going to have anybody listen to them if Zimmerman can get off for what he did?
Why not?
I mean, seriously, if you think because somebody that you don't like or somebody don't fit your quota, or if you feel intimidated or something, or if you have a beef with somebody, you're allowed to go after them with a gun. By the law, you're only supposed to be if you're an immediate threat or if they have a weapon as well. So you can't just go after a person just because even like in my law classes, it tells you about when you're able to use a gun and at what means of force that you're allowed to use. So like I said, in this case, you seen he stalked him, he went after him. He pinpointed him, and he had in his mind what he was going to do. So it was a light. He just had an altercation and met him like one-on-one, like in the street, somebody bumped you, or they tried to threaten you or something. Instead, what he did was he actually was stalking him, and he had it set in his mind that he was going to make an example out of him.
Yeah. Yep. That's
so fucking old. I don't know, like, I cannot sleep because his parents was just on my heart, you know, and then they wasn't in the courtroom, they was at a disclosed location and everything like that, and it was like, just for me, listening to the prosecutor speak, because I didn't listen to Zimmerman's lawyers, because I couldn't stomach it. I was just like, I felt like had it been something else, y'all would have given it your wholehearted effort. You know what I'm saying? DeLaRonda, whatever, I felt like he did not do his best job. Guy, I mean, I don't get a bad feeling as I do as DeLaRonda, whatever his name was. And then when Corey, the lady, was speaking and how she was speaking, it was just, I felt like all of them was working together. That's just how I feel, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just voicing my opinion because I feel like had it been different circumstances, different reversals, then it would have been a totally different outcome. But I don't feel like they fought for the more in like they should have.
I mean, they interviewed
different prosecutors for the position of prosecuting that trial.
But like I said, even the facts that they were given, it was still seeming like they're telling you flat out what had happened, but then they still turn around like, okay, we're just going to avoid that out and just keep on with the case. Because, I mean, they was asking them, it's like, did you tell him that you was a cop? Did you, like, warn him, like, you're supposed to be security of the neighborhood? Did you, like, you know, give him, like, any kind of warning, you know, like, about being around there? He, like, how did you know to pinpoint him and stuff like that? And then it's like, basically, he's like, would you tell somebody that you thought was a threat that, you know, blase, blase? So I'm looking like, you know, it's like, regardless of whether, you know, he was supposed to be neighborhood watch or whatever his role was, it's like everything that is pointing about him, he didn't make it to being a cop. So, you know, he had this whole fit that he wasn't part of the system. He's using his mommy and daddy in order to get some political pull. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I mean, usually when somebody gets killed, you go after the person that does the crime. Now, all of a sudden, they just start digging up stuff to try to make up something on Trayvon. So my whole thing is like this. If Trayvon didn't commit no crime, then why are you going after his background?
Exactly.
That's the person that committed the crime.
Because it was easier. It was easy for them to do that. Like, somebody was saying on Facebook, okay, I guess Trayvon Martin is charged with aggravated assault, you know, by Zimmerman being not guilty, Trayvon is automatically guilty of whatever. And that's what pisses me off because, you know, let's go ahead and take color out of it. Let's put the right and wrong. You wrongfully got out your car, followed this kid. When you called 911, non-emergency, they sat down. They told you do not follow him. But you still did what the hell you wanted to do. So that in itself was a crime. So, like, you know, I'm really having a problem with these six chicks. Like, really, I'm having a problem with these six ladies because, like, at the end of the day, it's not based on emotion. It's based on right and wrong. And as a woman, you teach your kids about people following them, strangers, and everything. So, at the end of the day, how could y'all sit there and agree as a whole, that he was not guilty of manslaughter when he responsibly took this kid's life? He took the kid's life. Everybody is like, oh, the concrete. Okay, your wounds are superficial, my dude. You're on worldwide TV doing an interview saying that your nose is broken. We all know, and I know this from looking at, what's that show? Nip and Tuck. When you get your nose broken, you lose a lot of blood, and you automatically have to go to the hospital because they have to reset it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They take a tool, they stick it in your nose, and they reset that bone. I seen it with Christian, when he got his nose broken, and that was an ill. So I already know about the broken nose thing. So then you're talking about the contusions and the lumps and the swellings in your head. The lady that washed her feet in the autopsy tub already said that was the natural shape of your head.
Mm-mm-mm.
She said that was the natural shape of his head. And this is what I tell people, because my mama told me this. When your child pops out of the birth, going through the birth canal, and it comes out of you, you need to start shaping your child's head. You take it and put it in a circular motion, and it gives it a very round, balanced shape. So you do not go up through life looking like the predator or anything like that. His mama did not shape his head. And the lady was smart and was like, okay, this is the shape of your head, dude. Those wasn't no lumps you got through the concrete. Okay, we're going to take a call. I'm hoping that it's a person that's not about to come on here and be crazy because I got your number. So the last number, 5100, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Do you know who this is yet by my voice?
No, but I know it's a South Carolina number.
It's Brenda.
Oh, girl, how are you doing, boy? I didn't know who this was. It's about to get cut down.
No, I have a new number, so you need to save it since you have it so you can call me later because I have a new number, and I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. I meant to. But I hear the conversation that's going on, and just my input to it is the only thing that I can say, and I don't know if you've been looking at my Facebook page, but I'm just saying to people, we need to all get together and pray about it, because in a time where a young man, I don't care if you're white, black, green, blue, or orange, can't take a walk without being gunned down and a man be let out of jail, to me, it won't be long before we're told we can only drink at certain water fountains, if you get my drift. I am outraged because the thing about it was the whole defense, okay, their whole thing, they even told them themselves a couple of times. And then when Zimmerman's mom got on the stand and her eyes kept blinking when she was talking, you can tell she was lying. My husband's in law enforcement. That's one thing they do to see if you're lying. And she kept blinking, and the thing about it was, the only thing that makes me feel good about the whole situation is to come to find out that the government has filed charges on him. And one of the charges are going to be as hate crimes. And I think when you really stop and look at it, I think this was part of it. The defense and everybody knew that this was going to happen. I think one of the reasons why his attorneys didn't really go that hard and didn't, when they were showing these pictures of him at the 7-Eleven and they were showing these pictures of him with his hoodie on and stuff, the reason why they could have rebutted that and they could have showed the pictures of him last week in a pink shirt hugging his mom riding a horse. They could have showed the other good pictures of Trayvon, but I think the reason why they didn't is because they knew that if he got charged, he might be out between 3 to 5 years. And see, once he's charged federally and he goes to jail, that's something whole totally different. And I honestly believe that a lot of these people that even fought his defense don't believe him. I don't think he believes him. That's why when he got off, the look on his face wasn't of surprise because he knows he's not done. And the fact that this man will have to look behind his back for the rest of his life, when you go fill out a job application and they see the name Zimmerman, you know, this man is marked. And the only thing I can say is God has a funny way of handling things. And guess what? George Zimmerman will get his day. The people on the panel who voted him not guilty, they will have their day. Only thing I can say is put it up into the hands of the Lord. Pray for your babies. Talk to them. Hold them. Let them know you love them. Let them know this tragedy did not break us, because we are the people. We as the people are strong. And only thing I could figure out. I live in the South. I live deep in the South. I live in one of the most racist states you will ever come to. Actually, no, Mississippi has South Carolina beat. I live in a racist state. But I'll tell you what, the people of not my color have been a little bit kinder today because they don't know what our reactions are going to be. See, they're expecting us to lose. They're expecting us to go crazy, start doing things. But when you give somebody the right because they have a gun to just shoot somebody just because, George Zimmerman, as far as defense, George Zimmerman was no longer under any trouble when he was sitting in his vehicle and when he was told not to pursue. How could it be self-defense if you got out your car and gunned down somebody?
Right.
That's it. That's it. I've been upset. I've been not getting sleep. I posted several things on Facebook. It kept me up last night. I had to sit there for a minute and cry. I had to cry. That's what I had to do because I have an 8-year-old and a 17-year-old. And you got to think about when you were 17 and you was walking down the street. If somebody was behind you, what type of fear would be in your heart? That's it. I'm done.
Oh, I feel you on that because this is the crazy part. When Trayvon Martin got shot, he was 17. My son was 16, and his name is Trayvon. So when people were saying, I'm Trayvon, I really had a Trayvon, and my son wears hoodies because I buy them for him. And I really had to sit down and think about it, like, wow. That could have easily been my son.
Your child. That could have been my child. Yes.
And you sit here and you teach your children to do the right thing, or you teach them to trust in the law, and you're just trying to teach them to do right. But then it's like when something like this happens and your kids are looking to you because they have no understanding, it's like, what the hell? And then it's like for me, I looked at the reactions to a lot of people. So for me, it was like, I have a problem when you have negative white people saying stuff about his parents, saying stuff about him, and acting a totally different kind of way. There were so many white people, Hispanics, that were very supportive of Trayvon and wanting a guilty verdict, you know? Somebody even posted a video on WorldStar. It was this white guy, and they called him the Angry Grandpa. When I tell you this man went ballistic and tore up his whole damn house when they said not guilty, and when his son came to the house to try to calm his father down, his dad, when Amara and Wes was on the TV, he took his broom and was going to the TV to knock the hell out of it. And it was like, Dad, no. He was like, you don't understand, not guilty. That boy was 17 years old.
Yep, and not guilty. You know how much this set us back? That's the way I feel. That's now, what does this give people rights to do? What is this saying? What message does it say? This message says, anybody, you think about when you get in the elevator with a white person, how they move. You think about when you walk past their car, how they lock their doors. You think about that. And now, any fool out there right now with a gun, any fool out there with a gun right now, in their mind, if you look suspicious, I'm going to shoot you. And guess what? I'm going to get off. But with the issue in hand, it's not even about race. The issue should be this state. You look at the state that he's in, or this happened in, okay? This is the same state. This is the same state that arrested a man for accidentally shooting himself because he had different arms arrests. This is the state that arrested a woman because she pulled out her gun, but she didn't shoot her abusive husband. And if you pull it out, you're supposed to use it. And they arrested her because of it. So when you look at the state, now what I'm going to post to your page when I get home, I'm not quite home yet. I kind of wanted to be home and settle before I called, but I was eager to call. When I get home, I'm going to post a post for you. And this post, it has the companies that supported George Zimmerman. And my thing is, if they showed this much support, this the companies funded him and supported him. They showed support. So to me, the way for us to show support for Savion and his family is any products that have to do with this company, for us as the people to get strong and stop buying them. I know one is Skittles, one is Angel Soft. There's like a whole list of them in the name of the company. And I'm going to post that to your page when I get home.
Get that to me. Get that to me.
Right away.
And that's crazy because my thing is, remember, okay, George Zimmerman got arrested, right? Then he posted bonds. Then he sat there, and what happened was hold on, yeah, somebody's at my door. Then what happened was his bond got revoked again because, remember, he raised $100,000.
It was this company.
But he lied about being broke and not having money.
I wasn't going to be broke because he was a judge and he had a court reporter.
This company gave him money. This company is the company that supported him. It's a company, and the only reason why it's out is because one of the people who worked for the company was outraged, which is a white woman, which was outraged and has a 16-year-old kid and was outraged, and she's the one who put it out, the fact that they supported him. And then you think about George Zimmerman's uncle, who swears that he was watching TV, turned the TV on, didn't know what happened, and he heard Georgie. Oh, that's Georgie yelling. There is no way on those tapes you can specify who the hell was yelling. Are you serious? Then they reenacted him sitting on his chest and saying he reached down to get his gun. I mean, the reenacted, the whole dummy thing should have really told you something's actually wrong. But the thing is, when they showed his picture laying there on the floor, he had on a fitted hoodie. He had on khaki jeans and some sneakers. He did not look like a thug. And what's so hurtful is, trust me, come school time, trust me, it's going to hit some states where they're going to ban hoodies. And to me, to ban the hoodie, that's saying you're on the side of George Zimmerman. You're on their side if you ban hoodies. And I think they're going to ban them. It's just sad. It's a travesty. But you can tell when these parents left this courtroom, the parents of Trayvon, when you can see the look in their eyes of it's going to be okay, because guess what? God has to deal with him. He has to answer to a higher power. He has to. And the thing about it is they also know of these charges. He's being held with a hate crime. That's how come they left race out of the trial, because you can't recharge somebody twice for something you've already charged them for. It's a hate crime. It's premeditated. Premeditated was the last time when he hung up the phone to say, I'm tired of these effing punks getting away with this.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to rectify this. So he's got like 6 or 7 other charges. But by the time it's all said and done, I believe they'll be on found Zimmer in someplace dead. Now, is that going to fix this? No. Is that going to... But the whole thing is guns. Gun violence. It's not about the fact that everybody can carry a gun. It's about the fact that somebody now is able to use it and get away with it. You can carry it in your damn glove box. I can come to your house with a gun in my glove box, shoot you, and leave, and because that gun's in my glove box and I get pulled over, I'm safe. And it's just, you think about the man, you think about the story where the man, the guy jumped, came to the man's house, and he was in his house, and he left, and the guy ran, chased him and shot him. That guy got charged and got put in jail. So why wouldn't Zimmerman be put, had his ass put in jail for knowingly chasing somebody after you was told not to pursue?
Well, what about, like, the woman that got charged, what, 20 years for her husband? And she's in Florida,
yeah,
too.
That's what I said. That's what I said. A state where a woman gets charged because she didn't shoot her abusive husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you put Michael Vick in jail for shooting fucking dogs? So what you're saying, this child's life is not as important as a damn dog?
And then y'all also let Casey Anthony get away with murder.
Exactly. 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 So, I mean... like I said, I was outraged all night. I think I must have cried a long time. My baby that's 8 years old, only thing I could do was hug him in his sleep, you know, and try to talk some sense into my 17-year-old and tell him, you're going out here late at night, you never know. You're going out here. This right here should be an example that your ass need to be in the house late at night. I'm not saying that they don't have rights to be out, but there's too many people around here that's suspect. There's too many racist people still among us. I'm sure in some parts of South Carolina, they still put their hoodies on and burn crosses at night. I'm positive of it. So that's why I try to instill in these kids here, find something else to do with yourself. Don't be in the streets. When they say this is America and this is the safest place, this is America, this is freedom of speech, this whole situation just showed us we don't have no rights. We don't have no speech. We don't have nothing. You know, all we have is...
You do have one right, and that right is you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. They let you know right there, that's the one right you got.
That's the only right to shut up. You don't have no rights to your, you don't have no rights to nothing else. You don't have no rights to your DNA no more. You go someplace and get a sperm, they're selling your sperm as soon as you walk away. And you don't have no rights. You got babies walking around, you don't even know it. That's why I say, this place is so messed up. This world is so messed up. And the thing about it is, unless people start speaking out, unless people start doing something about this instead of sitting back and just lashing out and doing nothing, it'll never change. It'll never change. And let me tell you, the black woman that they just said that was on the defense team, I don't fault her. I don't fault her because guess what? She was just on the car. She was just on the case of a lifetime. This woman did this for greed purposes, to have a job. I don't blame her. If you're going to school and you got, and she did it and she volunteered. This black woman volunteered because she did it. And the first thing she asked was, is Zimmerman racist? She said if he had been racist, she wouldn't have been able to do it. But she got on it, and guess who they had on it that whole time, that black face. It's not about a black and white thing. The whole issue should have been about a child dying. I don't care what color he was. The whole thing should have been about this child not being able to go to college, this child not being able to have children, his parents not being able to see him get married, his life cut short. That's what this whole thing needs to be about. And when people stop and realize it, that's what it's about, maybe they can get past it. There's so much anger and hatred right now towards the white people. I'm telling you, when I came out today to go to work, they looking, they treading lightly. The white folks, oh yeah, they treading lightly right now because they don't know who's going to go crazy. They don't know who's going to do what. I had a couple of them be really nice to me, hold doors open for me and everything today because they don't know what's going to happen. And the sad thing is a lot of them are also outraged because there's no way out of hell that man should have walked away. No way. No way.
No, I mean, and it's like for me, it's like the reason why I got drawn into the race is because of the things that was going on Twitter and what was being said about his parents and about black people. And I'm like, at the end of the day, like people were saying, he chose to take matters into his own hands when he followed that boy. He followed the boy. So sitting up here talking about his parents failing, that's why they son ain't here, and taking it to that level, that's why I'm like, okay, hold the fuck up. Hold up. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not even about that.
That has nothing to do with it. That has not a damn thing to do with it. His mother's very educated. They lived a good life. You can tell by the pictures. But that's beside the point. That's nor here or there. This man followed him. Had it been on the other side of the other side, and he had a shot George Zimmerman, where would we be right now? Let's say if he had got the gun in self-defense and he had a shot him, where would we have been right now? Little boy would have been in jail. He would have been in jail because it would have been, if it's two people, only three people know what happened. George, Trayvon, and God. God can't tell us, and Trayvon can't tell us. So right now, the person we're listening to is George. And if it had been the other way, how would it have happened? How would this have played out?
That's a good
how would
question.
It have played out?
Call 1829, you're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Honestly, just, and I mean, everybody knows this because this is the society that we're in right now. Honestly, if Trayvon would have shot him, sad to say, if the police were, because with time and how everything goes, police probably would have rolled up and they'd have gunned that boy down.
Exactly. Yeah. He would not be here. Exactly.
Yeah. They'd have gunned him down.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, my husband's a law enforcement officer, and like he said, when they go to a shooting and there's a scene and somebody's down, that other person is automatically taken into custody. But no, that didn't happen. This man was allowed to walk, talk, come down to the police department and tell you what happened. He was happy. He had to come back and give his turn himself in. What type of shit is that? Like my husband said, if you get shot and you still alive, you going down to the police department. We're going to arrest you, fingerprint you, and we're going to talk about it afterwards, down in the cell.
We just live in that corrupt system still. I mean, it's just, and it's sad to say, it's not going to change till people start taking a stand. At some point, people have to say, no, I'm tired of how this is going. This is not right.
That's what I said. Unless we get together as the people and be strong, it's not going to do nothing.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, what hurt me more than anything about the Trayvon Martin trial was how I don't like how the media portrayed it. And then a lot of the black voices that stepped up was some of the wrongest voices to step up and speak on behalf of the situation.
Yeah, did you hear what that lady told that man tonight? Are you really black? When they said, well, the both of you are black, she said, I am, but I don't know about him. I was like, oh, wow.
You know, I mean, that's what hurt my heart because I was like, as soon as I, because I'm from Texas, and we have similar stuff that happens like it happens in Florida. I mean, Florida is crazy over there. We used to go out there, and it's like it's crazy. They're in their own little world out there. Like, the Florida that people see on TV is portrayed, the beaches and the Miami and all that. Yeah, that's garbage. That's just a shine on the state. That place is messed up. They're very backwards in how they handle laws and stuff like that. I mean, this is one of the last states to get rid of the electric chair. So that tells you what type of environment they're in. You know,
well, the first thing we can take as people is we can stop buying these damn products that supported George Zimmerman. We have to do something. We have to step out and do something and make somebody feel it.
I agree. And like y'all was saying earlier, what hurt me more than anything, I didn't like the fact that they were, well, a black boy got shot. No, a life got taken.
Exactly.
A child was killed. This is a child that's never going to get a chance to have children or go to college or do anything that a kid is supposed
to do. Exactly.
They focused
on it.
I didn't like the whole race issue. Do I personally feel like the dude is racist? Yeah, I do. At the end of the day, if that was a white kid walking with a hoodie, he would have just called the laws if he felt like he was that threatened. He wouldn't follow them or nothing. He's like, hey, there's a kid walking around here, and he's just, I'm scared. Wouldn't have done nothing. But he saw a black kid. Oh, God, he's going to rob somebody, or he's going to do something illegal. He's a thug because he had a hoodie on. We're going to forever get stereotyped as a race. Now, how we correct that, it's the voices that represent us at this time, this point, day and time. They need to, if you have the power, like I fought a lot of celebrities on how they approached it. Because it's like, if you have the power and you know people listen to your voice as a whole, get people to understand that we need to stop this kind of stuff, man. Don't sit, because I promise you, you're going to hear about 90 R.I.P. Trayvon Martin songs because of this verdict and all that. Some of them are going to be because they generally feel like it was a messed up verdict. Some of them are going to be, well, I want to make money off of this too. I want to get my voice heard. They're going to listen to me, and they're going to try to make their money off of it. Instead of realizing we need to teach our youth to get them to understand that there are still problematic times. I mean,
yeah.
I grew up in the era where I was told as a kid that the policeman is your friend. But as I got older, where I'm from, like, the policeman is the most crooked person you're going to meet in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
From where I'm from. So we got to train our kids to watch for this stuff to happen. I mean, George Zimmerman wouldn't have pulled that at the end of the day if he didn't think he was going to get off. Because, I mean, that's all they kept focusing on. Well, you know, he had the right to defend himself and all that based on the gun law. Now, that's bull crap, man.
You
took.
What are you defending yourself from? You were sitting in your damn car when you first called. Now, they also wanted to keep out of stance the fact that George Zimmerman also has charges. He has charges
right.
on assault on the police. He has charges
exactly.
on a domestic violence, beating a woman. But guess what? Because his uncle is a big attorney, and he has
right.
another cousin that's a judge, it never showed up. He shouldn't even have
right.
a job. He actually shouldn't have a damn gun.
True. I agree.
He shouldn't
so,
have
mean,
a gun.
That's what gun control should be about.
That's what gun should be, control should be about. If you had a violent charge, I don't care if you got off or you didn't. If you had a violent charge, if you were a violent person, you should not have been allowed to even have a gun. Not getting off the subject at all and not saying guns. I'm going to tell you a prime example, okay? A real quick prime example. My sister. My sister passed away 2 Augusts ago. This August 8th will be her second year passed away. She was 35 years old, a baby. My sister had several medical problems. Several medical problems. But the hospitals continuously let her out, said she was fine, let her out, till she finally took her own life. Do you know if my sister had a gun, a lot of other people's lives would have been taken because she was known as a violent person? And this is what I mean. If you got a charge, I don't care if you got it 15 years ago. If you got a violent charge and you hit somebody or you did something that displays some way of anger, you should not be allowed to have a gun, and you should not be allowed to have a job that's a law enforcement official of authority of people. Because, see, that's one thing about some law enforcement. Even though he was a wannabe cop, a lot of law enforcement wannabes, they're angry. They're angry
they're
because they're
junkies.
Not a cop.
They're
action
junkies. They're wannabes.
They're wannabes. So they're already pissed off because they didn't get what they wanted. So now I'm going to treat these people like I want to treat these people. He handled it wrong, and them cops handled it wrong. Because right away, he should have been in handcuffs. And that should have been the end of it. That tape that says do not pursue him, do not follow him, we will handle it, should have kept George Zimmerman's ass in his car. Bottom line, that should have stopped George Zimmerman.
But you know what I wondered about? Like, why did it take the cops so long to get to, if they already had him on the phone talking about he was going to go after him anyway, wasn't they right on the trail? I'm going to say that, like, find it out later on.
You don't even know if that's what happened. They could have been there. They could have been there and watched them shoot them for all we know. Like I said, there's three stories to it. Two people
mm-hmm.
can't tell it, and only one people can. You can never tell. There's always your version, my version, and there's a truth.
Right.
You can never even tell. But rest assured, I will post this thing on everybody's page. It's my friend. And if you're not my friend, I would hope if I post it on your page, you post it on the people that's not my friend. I'm going to post an article about these items and this company that supported him because the stand needs to be taken today. I'm going to put it all over Twitter. I'm going to put it on every place. Stop buying these products. Make this company feel it like Trayvon Martin's parents feel it. Make this man, Zimmerman, feel it because trust me, somebody's going to get him. But is that going to stop it? Is that going to solve it? No. Is that going to make everybody happy? No. Something needs to be done with the justice system of Florida. That's where the first start needs to be.
I mean, y'all got to remember, though, with Florida, this is the same state that when Bush's brother, I guess, it was Jeb Bush or whatever,
mm-hmm.
had the
mm-hmm.
issue come up with the votes and everything. This is a crooked
right.
state. That's a crooked, their judicial system.
Yeah, they wouldn't let African Americans vote. They was telling them this and telling them to go to this district, telling them to go to, then they lost a bunch of votes. I tell you what, they're a tricky state. I don't know how the hell they get away with it. But I tell you what, for anybody on this line, you know what I know. If you live in Florida and you want a fighting chance, you get the hell out of Florida. You're abandoned Florida. There's a million other states you can go to.
I used to be like, I wanted to go back and live in Fort Lauderdale. Fuck that. Forget, no. No, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I'm good. I'm good right where I'm at.
Mm-mm. It's just, it's sad. And I'm going to do some stuff. I mean, I'm one voice, but I'm going to do some stuff. I know that people listen because I've been so upset that I've been posting statuses since last night that everybody's been sharing. Every time I look back on my Facebook, they don't share it and other people conversating on it. So I know somebody listening. And trust me, I'm going to keep talking and I'm not going to stop. I laid down and didn't do nothing about my sister passing away and wanted to fight so hard on the system as far as letting out the mentally challenged, just letting them out because they got Medicaid and because they don't want to get non-pay. They don't want to take the minimal pay. If it was somebody like me in the mental hospital with my good-ass insurance, oh, trust me, they'd keep me there and do every test and probably electrocute my ass. But somebody with no insurance, they put their asses out the hospital quick. Put her out the hospital close to 500 pounds with a breather machine in 90-degree weather. Just put her ass out the hospital with enough medication to kill a damn cow, enough medication to medicate the world and kill us all. Put her out the hospital. That was the first fight I was going to do, but I was not strong enough, and I'm probably still not strong enough for that fight. But I rest assured, because I know I got babies coming up, I'm going to definitely fight on this one. And I'm going to keep talking until something's done. And even after George Zimmerman is long dead, or even after he's long in somebody's jail, I'm going to keep fighting. Because this stuff here don't need to happen. No mother should ever, ever bury her baby. Nobody, no mother's parents should ever have to watch their babies die. We're supposed to bury our parents. They're not supposed to bury us.
True. See what hurts me about this? I mean, I don't know how many people online have kids and everything, but I hate the fact that I got to have this conversation with my kids about what they have to wear and how they have to carry themselves in fear that if they upset the wrong person, there's a chance they could be shot.
Yeah.
Or if they kill the wrong person. I don't want my kids to have to live in fear because of idiocracy. You know, and that, but that, I mean, that's the society we live in now, though, and that hurts my heart.
It does.
Like, it's not fair.
Yeah, that's what made me hurt so bad. I told my son, look, you need to, first of all, start pulling up your pants, first of all. That should be a given. Pull up your pants and wear bright colors. Don't wear no hoodies. Don't put no hat on. Wear bright colors. Make sure if you're coming, anybody can see you coming. Because right now, trust me, this is not going to be it. There's going to be some other stuff that's getting ready to happen real soon. And they're going to assume that they can get off because of the situation. I'll tell you what was really bad, I think. I think what hurt the whole situation. It's like the whole Al Sharpton thing, everybody coming forward.
Oh, man.
Because it was never about that. It was not, it shouldn't have never, that's what deterred them jurors. That's what made them jurors make that decision. They're looking at it like, well, they're trying to save the people, fight for the people, when they're supposed to already have freedom. And bottom line, this kid was a thug. He had these gold teeth on with no shirt on. He shouldn't have been out there. He had marijuana in his system. He had the munchies. He was high, so he was eating Skittles. That's why the whole point of the whole thing, this is nothing. This is just the beginning of this whole thing. And trust me, it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only thing I can do between now and then is pray about it. That's the only thing we can get together to do is pray about it. Pray for our babies. Pray about it. Pray that something happens and something gives. So this type of situation, so they at least start checking that gun law where you start checking people before you give them a gun. This place is in North Carolina. You can go buy guns now. I could have killed somebody yesterday and go buy a gun today with my identification. You know, and it shouldn't be like that. Pawn shops sell them. It shouldn't be like that. Donkey lot sell them. You can buy guns at the back of a dude's truck.
You can go to gun
it
shows and
be
get
that
them
way.
Out. I mean, you can go to a gun show. You can. I mean, it's you remember that senator that got shot? It was a guy. That guy was mentally challenged that bought that gun.
Yeah,
he had mental issues. He had a history of mental illness, and he was able to buy a gun and shoot a senator. I mean, our gun laws are too loose. They are too loose, and it's like now it's like we're getting to a point where a regular person that has no history of violence, no criminal background whatsoever, it's going to be harder for them to get a gun than a person that has a previous history of issues with guns or any form of
weapon. Not really. No, because you can still go to sports academy, the sports place. the sports academy and still buy them here. That's what you buy them here, which is ridiculous.
You serious?
You can go.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I know somebody personally.
Crazy.
But for what I heard in names, when you're a convicted felon, you're not supposed to have
you're
a gun.
You're not supposed to be able to buy a gun. Correct.
Yeah.
I know somebody with a criminal record, a drug selling, drug dealing, been in jail three times. Went and bought a gun at the academy.
You can
yep.
run, they're supposed to do a background check, but what people don't know is if you use your EIN as your social security number, because technically your EIN is done for banking purposes, and that's what social security numbers are done for, they can go, and when they run it, nothing comes back, because I feel like places should fingerprint. I'm a convicted felon. I don't need a gun, because if I had a gun, I would probably be doing so many different life sentences right now, because I have a short temper, and I feel like, you know, when you do dumb shit, like, you should be popped. And I mean, I know that's a fucked up train of thought, but being in my type of, having my background and being in the situations that I've been in, it's like a mentality like, okay, I've had guns pulled on me plenty of times, and they didn't go off. My kids have been shot, you know, and it's just like, I just feel like protection, but it's like so many people can get guns, and we can buy them on the street, and you can have them, and then I feel like just because you made a bad decision in your life should not keep you from being able to protect yourself. I think people should have some type of psychological evaluation. You should be fingerprinted to see what your charges were. If there was any type of assault, aggravated battery, domestic violence, or something like that, then no, you should not be able to have a gun. But if you had a drug charge or, you know, something stupid or something like that, I feel like you should be able to have something on you to be able to protect yourself. Say someone comes through, kicks in your door, comes through your window, and you and your family are asleep. I feel like you should be able to protect yourself, or if somebody runs up on you and they're trying to rob you, I feel like you should be able to protect yourself. I'm not saying that people should shoot to kill people. I feel like you should shoot to wound that person until the police get there, because what people don't understand is when you kill somebody, you get convicted of life in prison, or you get convicted of a death sentence. Do you know that you have to be healthy to die? Your ass wasn't healthy when you killed your victim. So why should taxpayers have to pay for you to be healthy, and you've been on death row for however many years, but when it's your time to die, let something be physically wrong with you, guess what? They can't kill you because you're not well enough to die. And that's crazy. That is crazy. I've never heard anything like that before. That's why people, it's like it takes you a long time to get put to death. And then when it's your turn, if something's wrong with you, you got heart problems, high blood pressure, or, you know, that's crazy. Because you had these illnesses when you was on the streets and you killed somebody. I'm on the internet, and as of 5 hours ago, nearly 450,000 people signed the petition. And if people understand that there is power in numbers, everybody keep getting together as a unit. Let those numbers
yes.
keep growing. So if those
yes.
450,000 people that signed that petition are the same people that stopped buying Skittles, Angel Soft, because they tissue don't help my ass anyway.
And,
well, I mean, I kind of liked them because they were soft. I kind of liked them because I like soft tissue. But, you know, I could buy Charmin. I might have even been Charmin,
yeah.
too. I got the list. I was outraged
oh,
last
God.
Night when I seen the list.
People are hitting me up for that list. Get me that list.
Yeah, I am. As soon as I get home, I'm out and about now. I hadn't even made it home, but I said I meant to try to get home and send it to you before the show started so that when we was talking about it. But, yeah, somebody researched it. Apparently somebody from the company themselves that worked there that was outraged and quit. And they gave him so much money and supported him. And I was outraged to find out that one of them was Skittles.
And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, I don't really like Skittles any damn way, if you want to know the truth. I mean, I eat some Starburst in a minute. But, I mean, come on now. This is ridiculous. This whole thing is just outrage.
Why would Skittles support him when that's the candy that the boy brought
yep.
the candy? So you
yep,
mean to tell me that you don't give a damn about your customer? He went to the store and he spent $1.30 on Skittles because, you know, Skittles is about $1.19 plus tax. And, you know, Florida tax is kind of high. So he spent like $1.30 on Skittles, but an Arizona tea. He gets his life taken, but y'all want to go ahead and give his killer
mm-hmm.
money to live on?
Money to help him. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I researched their company today while I was at work. I just can't think of the name of them because it's a long name, but they also had been cited or had fines for not having enough African-Americans working in their corporation or their company. Because certain jobs, even if it's a high job, you get money every year from the government for having a certain amount of African-Americans or Spanish people or just minority altogether.
I can co-sign that. I worked for a company that did the same thing. We were required. When I worked for this
yes.
company, we were required to hire so many African Americans, so many
mm-hmm.
handicapped people, so many Hispanics. It was like, I hate to say it, it was like an unwritten law, because if we didn't do it, we would get fined.
Yeah, you would get fined. And that's the same thing with other companies. So this is a company that for years, and they make so much money, that for years, every single year, they pay a fine. They really don't care. They will tell you, we really don't care. And when I did the research on it, I was up. I had to be at work this morning at 8 o'clock. I must have been up to about 3 o'clock researching and venting. I had to actually pray about it, listen to some gospel, and take some comments off my page. But then I turn around today, and so many people have shared them, copy and pasted them, and highlighted them. I'm like, okay, well, I can't get away from them. You know, but I had to ask my husband, you know, are you going to get in trouble for me saying this stuff? He's like, no, because you don't work at my job. You have an opinion. You know, and it's sad because it's just crazy the way it went. And Chalk Mommy, when you get a chance, I want you to look on my page. And the poem that I have on there that I wrote is called Heavy on My Heart. And that's the one that I wrote. And that one, I don't even know where it came from because I haven't written in a while. And you know I write. I haven't written nothing in a while. I wrote that. And I was so angry with tears in my eyes. I was so upset that you're right. Probably the shotguns and stuff that I have in my house, because my husband's law enforcement, if a white person might have come on my property last night, they might have been shot. They honestly might have been full of holes. And it's just because I was so angry reading all this stuff, you know, and to think, how would I even live? I wouldn't be able to live right now physically if something happened to one of my children. I wouldn't be able to cope. I wouldn't be able to sit in court. You know, I would cry. I would cry every single day, probably for the rest of my life. I wouldn't want nobody to go through this from my worst nightmare. And the sad thing about this whole thing is they expect us every right now to stay calm as a community, stay calm as African Americans. But what they don't realize is it's not only us that are upset. The white are upset.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish
white
are upset. The Indians are upset.
I mean, they knew the outcome of this. They knew. Because I'm sorry, man. This man committed a heinous crime, like
mm-hmm.
I said. And they knew, because white people knew. A lot of white people that I've talked to, they were upset about the verdict. They were like, that's not right. He killed a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they focused on. They were like, they killed a child, man. It wasn't so much that he was black. He killed a child. He took a child's life. He had control of that situation in such a manner that he killed a child. He got a pass for killing a child. So it's like it hurt all races. It affected all races. I hate to say it. I hate to say it because it's gonna reflect. It's gonna put white people that aren't prejudiced, aren't racist, that do have. Because I mean I'm in an interracial relationship, and it puts people that aren't racist in a bad position because of ignorance.
Yeah, it puts them upset. I mean, I had a friend tell me. I mean, I don't know if it was a joke. I don't know if it was meant to make me laugh. You could probably tell that I was angry by my post last night. But she goes in my inbox and she says, well, wait a minute, are you even fully black? What the fuck does that have to do with A and B? A child was murdered. I blocked and unfriended her so fast, so fast. Like, what does A have to do with B? Just like it doesn't even make a difference that George Zimmerman wasn't white. The fact that a child's life was taken is what the, and that's why so many white people are so outraged, because first of all, they have children. Their children definitely walk around in skinny jeans and hoodies. That's all they wear.
Right.
That's all they wear. So who's to say they're not the next target? Who's to say that
exactly.
you won't have copycats? Who do you say that the Klan won't come back active and call that a way of them coming back out? Oh, and trust me, I've got a secret account on an account with his Klan members. And, oh, they're talking about it. Oh, they're definitely talking about it. And that's the tragedy of it, and that's the sadness of it. This child's life was taken. They're tearing these poor parents apart. They're tearing them apart. For what reason? Because their child was murdered. And because a man got off by a racist state. I don't care what anybody says. The state of Florida is damn racist. It's a racist state, a racist-ass government. And anybody that I know that's brown in a paper bag know what I know, they get the hell out of Florida if they want to have a life. Or they want to, even the taxes is higher. Even the taxes is racist. The taxes is racist because a middle-income person can't make it in Florida because the damn taxes are so high.
It's true. I had family that had to leave Florida because they couldn't afford to live there.
Exactly. So when you're in a state that you can't afford to leave, it's a wake-up call. Get your ass out of Dodge. Get your ass out of Dodge. When you're in a state, you got to pay all that. Just like New York. I'm at New York. I don't smoke cigarettes. But they're paying $11 a pack of cigarettes in New York. South Carolina, you can get a pack for $3.99. You know, you're paying $12 a pack of cigarettes to give yourself cancer to eventually die from it. If you live in some place where you can't afford it, get the hell out of Dodge. Common sense. You don't buy a condo and you make apartment-type money. That's common sense. I hear the food's expensive in Florida. I hear everything's expensive in Florida. Customers, I work for a telecommunications company. I won't say what company because I can't be bad-mouthing them. They're a good company. I work for telecommunications. Florida customers are always calling in because their taxes are 2 times higher than any other state's taxes. 2 times higher on their federal phone charges and hookup charges. 2 times as high. Phone $19.99, taxes like $25. I want to tell them customers calling today, look, get the hell out of Florida. You know what I know. But it is what it is. You can only move on from it, stay strong, get a strong voice, rally up some people, and do what it do. And that's what I plan
Amen.
To do. I plan to send that link to everybody I know. I'm going to tag it to all of my friends, even the white ones. They got an issue with it. They know how to delete an unfriend. I ain't got an issue with it. I won't miss their asses. But I'm sure everybody going to see that tag when I get home today.
Please do, because, I mean, like you said, the word needs to be spread, and this kind of situation doesn't need to happen again. People are already saying this is like a modern-day Emmett Till situation,
mm-hmm.
and it's like we need to stop this, and, like, we need to prevent it. I mean, I know you can't just stop things from happening, but at least take the right measures to prevent it from happening on the terms that it happened. So if it does
mm-hmm.
happen,
it's the
and
gun
law
laws.
Can be it.
You've got to change the gun laws because – it's like guns don't kill people. People kill people with guns.
Yes.
Responsible people with guns kill people. So first, like I said, there's power in numbers. We got to start with the state of Florida because it seems like a whole lot of – it's too much bullshit going on in Florida. And hopefully this is the wake-up call the world needs to change the gun laws. Let's put the National Rifle Association out of business. They're making so much money off people buying guns and the right to bear arms and this bullshit stand your own ground. Like, they're benefiting from the selling of the guns. They're benefiting from the people getting killed because, damn, when you kill somebody, what's the first thing that they say? They tell you what type of gun was used to commit the crime.
The assault rifles. You shouldn't have an assault rifle unless your ass in the Army. If you're not in the Army, you're just like that woman, the one who, the Sandy Hook. That woman had all them rifles. Now, why the hell this woman had all these rifles? She know her child was mentally challenged.
Oh, so
that's why he took
now.
Her ass out.
She was nice. We didn't know that was going on. obviously, something
I mean,
was going on
why
while
the hell?
Prepare for war.
What the hell? I mean, and then on top of that, okay, I don't know about anybody else with children in school. I don't know about anybody else. But right now, they still ain't doing shit. You put one officer in a school, that one officer is not going to be able to stop all them shots they're fired. They should have my whole thing about the schools is they should have electronic doors to where when you hit a button in a panic separate situation, a button closes that door, a button comes down the windows, and them children are protected. If there's a gunman outside of it, anybody outside the door, I'm sorry. But at least be able to protect them babies because them babies did not deserve to die. Them babies, I had to hug. I still sometimes cry. There's a little girl, I don't know if any of you have seen this video. There's a little girl who put a video out. She looks like she's about 6 or 7, and she's rapping about the Sandy Hook. When I tell you, this little video is so tear-jerking, but it's so real. When I tell you it is so real, that why? Why? Why did they have to die? Just like this little Travion, why did he have to die? You know, he's good as a friend of mine, good as a friend of yours. Could have been your kid. And that's why the compassion in people right now, message needs to be, it's not about what color he was. It's the fact that a baby was slain. A baby was killed. That last year was 16. The year before last was 15. The year before that was 14.
Now, and George Zimmerman. I've got a question for y'all. Now, check it. This is from May 29th. This year, right? A couple of weeks before the Zimmerman trial goes to court, he's out of money, right? He's running out of money. They said that the attorney said they need another $120,000 to give George the defense that he needs, but the team might be able to scrape by is $75,000, the bare minimum. And they said that the goal that might be too high, considering the team has only raised $26,000 in the past 2 months. So what they're saying is this is based on May 29th. So far, the defense has spent about $400,000, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Now, the lawyers are saying that they're not getting paid, right? Now, if y'all spent about $400,000 before the trial actually started, and y'all needed about another $120,000. That's like $520,000 on a state level. Now, what the hell are y'all going to do for the federal level? That's going to be way more money. So,
nothing. They can't
touch
it.
The world is outraged. Considering the world is outraged, and this list is about to be leaked, and it's going to cause a major fallout for a lot of people, and I'm sure stockholders is going to feel kind of funny that was for Trayvon knowing that they're on the board that supported that a child killer, because that's what he is, a child killer. So what the hell are they going to do? Like, how are they going to pull this off? Because now you're in the America's eyes, you are a child killer.
And the company, I hold the company responsible too, because you should have never helped him. They gave him something like $300,000 or $400,000. They shouldn't have helped him. They should not have helped him. They funded his whole thing. They funded it. That's who paid for it, the company. And it is crazy because the stockholders are getting a hold of it. That too is the most outraged. They are getting a hold of it now, and they're outraged. You know, you got certain businesses that are threatening to pull the products. You know what I'm saying? It's when enough people hears about it, they're going to hurt. They're going to hurt. And it needs to be known. It needs to be said across that regardless of what happened, regardless of who gets sued, who doesn't get sued, whose company goes under, it's not going to bring back this child's life. But we can damn sure get together and make sure that shit don't happen again and make sure we try to protect what's ours. And like I said, anybody on this line that live in Florida, you know what I know, you get the hell out of Dodge. You find a family member, ask them, can you go stay with them till you get on your feet and get out of Florida. Because right now, Florida is nothing but a killing ground, an open-ended book of a killing ground, giving anybody the right, a gun, to go ahead and gun down somebody because they know they're going to get off. Anybody that's even blind, even if you were blind and you can just hear, you had your sight, but not your, you had your ears, but not your sight. If you would listen to that whole thing, the man sounded guilty. It didn't make no sense. You listen to the whole thing. It didn't even sound right. But they found him not guilty. Just tragic. Tragedies.
like, man, child killers, child molesters, like, child abusers, like, it's not, and now he should have been charged with child abuse because you abused that child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the charges are big on him now. Like a 6 or 7 charges. I was trying to read some of them, but, again, I was at work. Wasn't supposed to be using no devices, but I was on the work. I had my break, and I was listening to it. And I was like, are you serious? And they was telling what the charges was going to be. The best one, though, that I think is going to get him is the hate crime. They call it a hate crime. They say it's a hate crime
because
of his comments he made before he got the
phone. And then, one, you racially profiled him because of his pants, the hoodie. And if I'm not mistaken, everybody wears hoodies. You got Aeropostale, you got Hollister, you have American Eagle. You have so many people wearing hoodies. Now, when this first happened, you had all nationalities wearing hoods in honor of Trayvon Wright. Now, if you sit there and tell somebody they can't wear a hoodie because a man killed a child, then you out your rabbit ass mind. Because you can't tell a child what to wear and not to wear because a grown man decided to take the law into his own hands. If that's the case, then let's not buy clothes. Let's walk around butt ass naked. Let's everybody get naked. Let's everybody just walk around naked. I personally don't got a problem with that.
Well, I know you ain't
got
a problem
with it,
honey. I know.
So
you ain't got,
you know,
don't be advertising.
If it gets to the point where you're telling children that they can't wear hoodies because a lot of us parents, our kids don't like to wear coats. So guess what? We'll get them a hoodie. We'll get them a thick hoodie. When it's raining, you're not about to see no teenage boy walk around with no damn umbrella.
No pink hoodie. Well, that's how they are, because just like when my son was in school and he was profiled, he went to school in red socks. He was told by the teacher that those are gang signs, so he can't wear them. So you know what my son did? My son's an asshole. He wore long red socks all week, no matter what color he had on, just to prove a point that you're lying. And then when they tried to come out and say that he was in a gang, he was gang violence, and then when they seen me and my husband come and sit down with them, they felt stupid. But that's just how they do. They racially profile. They see something that other people have done or other kids have done, and they automatically, that's why they're trying to make it so that every single state, the children have uniforms and certain shoes. So there's none of that. That's what they're trying to do. I actually like that idea, because for the less fortunate that don't have, instead of them going to school looking bad, that alleviates pressure off of them. That alleviates, picking on kids because they look like a bum, because they got on sneakers that they don't have on their feet. So for that matter, I actually like the idea. But to turn around and tell a child, you can't wear no hoodie, don't go out at dark, they've already really, honestly, they've already done that. There's a curfew here in Greenville, South Carolina. You can't be downtown Greenville past 7 o'clock at night if you're under the age of 17 without an adult.
If you're like at 18, you can't be downtown. But my thing is, even with uniforms, it's still, they tried that, and it still causes a problem because then the kids don't learn how to tweak the uniforms. Okay, boom.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We got the Dickies. We got the polos. We got whatever. So it's like, to me, let the kid wear whatever the hell a kid gonna wear, because it's like, regardless, society has got schools so fucked up that it's a fashion show whether you wear uniforms or what. Girls gonna figure out a way to make them skirts short as hell.
Look like little hookers.
Yeah. Because think about it. You got the little tight sweater, the little polo shirt, cute little mini skirt with the little pleats in it, or just the short skirt. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? It was outrageous. It's outrage. It's out. I'm upset. Look at the little 5-year-old girl. Remember that? Little black 5-year-old girl? What'd they do? Put her in handcuffs because she hit the teacher and hauled her off. 5 years old. 5 years old. Because she was uncontrollable. Don't you know you take a 5-year-old, whoop their ass, and they stop whatever they're doing? 5 years old. They called the police. Had her arrested. But this man shoots a kid? This man shoots a kid? Mm-mm. I'm telling you, it's a state. It's a state. And I'm ashamed to say, I live in one of the racist states there is. I told you, the second one is Mississippi. Actually, Florida might have everybody beat. Then
okay,
comes South Carolina,
right,
and then Mississippi.
Got the Confederate flag up.
Yeah. Yeah, we still have Confederate. Well, people, let me tell you, every time I see somebody drive by in a pickup with a Confederate flag, I think about that movie, A Time to Kill. When they took that black girl and beat her and killed her, and Samuel L. Jackson, as an actor, turned around and gunned his ass down. And see, he had to fight for defense. That was a win-win when it was all said and done. Not really, because a child's life was still screwed up. But they still fly Confederate flags here. To me, if you fly one and you can't tell me what the whole purpose of it is, you're a racist. Now, if you tell me you fought in a war and it's to symbolize that and nothing else and you're sincere and I know you, okay, show me some more war stuff you got. But if you got it just because flying or on your truck or a keychain of it, I have an issue.
If y'all go on Wikipedia, there's a town in Texas called Bider. This town is like an island. Like, the government doesn't bother this town. This town is still proactively racist. There are no black people inhabitants. There are no black inhabitants in this town. There is a sign in one of the first churches when you come into town that said, and this is in the churchyard, it says all niggers will be shot on sight after dark. This is in a churchyard.
Oh, damn.
The government knows about this. They won't touch the town. They just let them do. They let them live how they live. That's what type
that's
of country
a shame.
We live in.
It's a shame because there's so many racist people, but guess what? If you're in an emergency room and you're bleeding to death, are you going to look up and see what color that doctor is? If you need help and somebody's whooping your ass on the street, are you going to stop that cop because he's black from defending you? No. You want us when you need us. We're there for you when you need us. But when you don't need us, we're beneath you. We're above the law when we need to help you, when we need to become your surgeon. I'm telling you, there's racists here because with the company I work for, somebody went on a ride with another representative before, and the tech was actually white, the woman was white, but the ride-along person was black. And the woman said, I don't want that nigga in my house. I don't want that nigga to come in my house. Now, if you left up to me, I'd have went back and cut all her stuff off and kept her stuff cut off as the nigga. I would have done that. But, I mean, it's so much racism here because you can tell it. You can look in their eyes. You can look in certain older people. Like they say, you can't teach an old dog a new trick. And the thing about this bear is they got their kids thinking that way, chewing tobacco, riding them damn pickup trucks with them Confederate flags. There's so much of it here. It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm going to tell you, my child, my daughter, I ain't even ashamed to tell it. My daughter is a thug. Talk, Mommy, you don't see my daughter. My daughter is a thug. She was on the school bus. 11th grade, this white boy was threatening to kill everybody, kill all niggas. And I seen it on tape. She backed up once, and she hit this big white dude, and he hit the ground and went down like a ton of bricks. And do you know, from that day on, white people, like white teenagers and stuff, or white people of age or whatever that are her age, they fear her because of that. They fear her. But this is what I mean. Racism is so in the schools, little boys is racism. They do stuff. And guess what? They get away with it. They get slapped on the damn wrist. They send them on their way. They get their mother to come get them. They get slapped on the damn wrist.
You know why it's like that now, though? It's like now, to me, racism is worse now than it was back then because the higher-ups, the people in power, they'll laugh and kiki in your face, and they're racist behind your back. Like, back then, at least, you knew who was racist because they were just blatantly, hey, there's a nigger right there, and be done with it. Now, you don't even know who's racist.
There was so much negativity about President Obama, this and that. This is my message about President Obama. First of all, he's the president. There ain't a damn thing nobody can do about it. And he's got the rest of the 4 years until he's done. So whatever animosity, hate, gun, this and that anybody has, get over it. He's the president. There's a dude at work, a white dude. Well, I don't like, well, you guess what? Get over it. He's the president. There's nothing that can be done. But I bet you what, them same people that was talking shit about him, they praising him now for turning around and processing the paperwork to charge him with a federal crime. That's who did that. And it's not about black or white. It's not about having to prove a point. It's not about none of that. It's about
that's
right and wrong and the fact that he has
that's
children
good.
And he felt it in his heart. That's what it's about. And everybody has all this negative stuff. President this, the president that, the president this, the president that. That people need to get over the fact that he is the president, regardless of what you think, how he got here, what color he is, what color his mother is, what he supports and what he don't support. He is the president. So really anything anybody has to say is now and void because he's the president. Get over it. But that's what they're sitting and talking about now. How could the president let this happen? The president wasn't behind George Zimmerman with the gun. The president didn't have the gun in his hands. The president didn't have on the hoodie. He has a damn thing to do with it, just like the parents of this child has a damn thing to do with it. It has to do with George Zimmerman doing wrong, and George Zimmerman need to pay. And I'm not for capital punishment, but if it was up to me, I'd put a hoodie on his ass and use his ass for gun target. Put a hoodie on him, let him run, and a bunch of people use his ass for gun target. I know that was bad, and I know the Lord will probably strike me down for that, and Lord, I'm sorry. But that's how I feel right now about George Zimmerman. Will it make me feel better? Yes. Will it change things? No. Will it bring back Trayvon? No. But something needs to be done. Somebody needs to do something before this world just goes to shit over this one incident. Because like you said, the president, the right now racism is bad. Because the high up, what they doing is sitting down laughing. Well, let the spick or whatever it is and the black folks, let them fight about it. It's not really our problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one last thug off the street. It's one last person we have to give welfare to. I have to support in jail.
Hey, I got a question.
Your outlook on it.
Mr. Texas, can you spell that city again, please?
Vidor. It should be V-I-D-O-R.
V-I-D-O-R?
Yes. Vidor, Texas. And the reason I remember so well, it's sad to say, as a kid, I was taught, like, if you're in that county, you don't stop in that town. Like, if you have any kind of ethnicity to you, you don't stop in that town.
As V-I-D-E-R?
V-I-D-E-R.
Yeah, it is, because I just Googled it, and, wow.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about?
It says, Texas City haunted by no blacks after dark past. And it's like CNN.com from 2006. And then it says Michael Cochran Net Archives. And this is like from June 4th. I knew of the freeway billboard that warned, nigga, don't let the sun set on yo. And it says, all the remains of structure that marketed racism from 74 to 76. And I'm going to have to read this, michaelcochran.net. Interesting. Very, very interesting. And, you know, it's really crazy because for me, it's like I'm 44 years old. And when I was like 9 years old, my parents went through a divorce. So we moved on the east side of town. Now, it was a street called East Market Street, and it was a major street. So on one side of the street, you had, like, houses, and then on the other side of the street, you had houses. But a little further up, you had the housing projects, and it was called The Grove. So when my parents got divorced, you know, me and my brother, we moved into a house. We had our own room, and we chilling, and we hear all this commotion. And, you know, people are nosy. My mama put us in the car because she heard of some shooting. So we go across the railroad tracks, and we go to the Grove. What had happened was the NAACP was having some type of event in the housing projects. The Ku Klux Klan came to the housing projects and opened fire. They killed 5 people. It was women, men, and children out there. So me at 9 years old, y'all know I'm scared as hell because I don't want to go to sleep because I'm thinking that the Ku Klux Klan is going to come across the tracks and they're going to shoot me, my mama, and my brother. Now, the following week, the Ku Klux Klan decided to have a march. They had a march exactly where they shot and killed those people. They had a trial. The trial, was, I want to say it was like 1983 or something like that, right? 12 white jurors found those people not guilty because the Klan said that they was defending themselves. How in the hell do you come to somebody's neighborhood, shoot and kill them, but you came self-defense, but an all-white jury found them not guilty? If you Google it, it's called, hello?
Yeah.
It's called the Greensboro Massacre. When I tell
That's
you
horrible.
That changed things forever, and it's like, you know, And I told people, like, people in the North, I love them to death, but some of them are so ignorant that they'll never understand the struggles of the people in the South, because God spared them a lot of the stuff that we had to go through. Even at the age of 9, after everybody that went through what they went through, people that live together, it's like everybody don't see color. But then it's something that happens that divides people, and you have to pick sides. You pick and choose. And that's crazy, because now we're back to that same point. It's not black or white. It was right or wrong, but because you got some ignorant white people and some ignorant black people, you're causing a divided line again. Get the fuck away from that, because it's not going to do anything for you. We have to cohabitate whether people like it or not. We've gotten to the people point where we don't see color. We date all nationalities. We have kids with all nationalities. So why should the fact that a person decided to kill a life have to make a interracial couple have racial tensions in their relationship, their marriage, and their household? Why should kids have to go to school and come home and be mad because they got a white mama or a black daddy or a black daddy and a white, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't have to be like that. Yesterday,
It set us back. What it did, it set us back. Yep. And then before you know it, there'll be new water fountains, saying white and black. My black ass will be locked up every day.
I'll be locked up every day, because guess what? I'm going to drink the same water that you drinking. Fuck out of here. I'm going to drink what you drinking. Miss me with that bullshit.
It's just outrageous. It's sad. It's riveting. And the only thing you can do, you know, is just, like I said, I tell everybody, just pray, because you can tell, and I don't mean to scare anybody, but you can tell we're near the end. Anytime when a man walks in and kills a bunch of people, when you got tornadoes, buildings falling on whole, you know, people, whole towns being wiped away, when you got children murdering their parents, murdering their grandparents, when you got babies raping other people, when you got women having children with 14-year-olds, if we're not doomed, what else are we? So the only thing I can tell people is get right. Get yourself right. Get your life right. Know that everything you're doing is right. Because when the time comes and when it's your day, and trust me, God had plans for Trayvon. When somebody dies, they don't just die because. They don't die of an accident. When you go, it's your time to go. It was cut short. But it might have been for a bigger cause, a bigger fight, a bigger message. It might have been to wake us up to tell us. Yep.
So many of God's people are coming home. But what people don't understand is if you go to Psalms 139, the name of it is called Beautifully Made. It tells you that everything that you do is in your book of life. You came with a book. You don't know what's in it, but God does, and you're living it out. So we sit here and say, what if we would have did this? What if we would have did that? It wouldn't matter. It was already in your book. So everything that we go through, we supposed to go through, because God has a purpose for everybody on this planet, whether it's good or bad. Everybody has a purpose. So my thing is, while you here, make your time count.
Live for your funeral.
When you die, you want people to get up and say so much stuff about you, good stuff. You don't want your kids to be the only one talking about you, and then they sit up here making shit up. You don't want your friends to come by and be like, oh, God, that hoe dead. I'm so glad that bitch gone.
She ain't messing with nobody else's husband. You look at my profile, and every single day, I put something on there, positivity. I try to, because I know I have a lot of young people on my page. I know I have a lot of artists on my page. And I know I have a lot of people who just are going through heartache. Right now, life is bad. People are losing homes, losing children. People are losing so much right now. And I think this was a message to bring everybody together, because like you said,
You know how many people just brought back to Lord? I don't know when the last time I prayed, and I've been praying hard for at least a month and a half now. I've been went away from posting my nasty music to posting gospel, to posting positive things. And maybe some people are listening to me, and maybe some people are not. But I tell you what, it's bringing
matter.
A lot of people.
As long as you feel good about what you're doing, it don't even
yeah,
matter.
And I do.
And, think,
and I do.
And just think, like, tomorrow when people go to work, like, it's like, only people that's worried about race is the ones that had ill fucking thoughts in the beginning.
Yep.
The only people that should be worried about if a black person going to whoop your ass is the motherfuckers that were saying some shit in the beginning and saying some
mm-hmm.
shit during the trial and after. If you minded your business and you stayed at your side and you did it with some class about yourself and you did it with some respect and dignity, ain't nobody going to bother you. If I was beside a person right now and they was like, I'm glad George Zimmerman got off or whatever, I'm not going to do nothing to them. But it's all about, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. If you got up in my face and was like, yeah, Zimmerman got off, yeah, wah-wah, whoop-de-woo, wah-wah-wah, guess what? I'm about to pop your ass. I'm about to lay hands on you the Medea way. I'm about to fuck you up.
I wouldn't. I'd just be like, you know what, God bless you and walk away. I'd be like, God bless you and walk away because you know what? The anger side of it's not worth it. The anger side of it's not worth it. And that's what they're looking at. That's what the media is looking at.
I wouldn't even be doing it in anger. You know what my point would be is, excuse me, you got in my face, you was offensive, so I'm standing in my ground.
Yeah, it was self-defense.
You was going to do the race. Yes, I'm standing my ground because you said something to me, mister or miss. I'm minding my business. I'm in the brown skin that I'm in, trying to go do something positive, productive. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? That's
but
what
you're
people
not
going to
catch
understand.
That. You're not going to get that.
So
you may get that from the young. You may get that from the young people. You may hear that from a couple of the young people. You know, the young thugs. You may hear them say stuff like that. But you're not going to get that from the older because a lot of these people now are scared. I can see the fear in their eyes. They don't know what our reaction is going to be. They don't know if we're just going to hook off and hook off at the handle. I mean, I'm getting out my car today at the gas station. As I'm getting out, people are smiling and saying hello. Now, I don't know if it's being ignorant or if it's being in vain or if it's saying, ha-ha, we won, nigger, that's it. I don't know what it's about. But I tell you what, there's some fear in their hearts and there's some fear in their eyes.
I mean, a friend of mine posted on BBM last night. He said, it's me and two other black people in an all-white club. He said they playing hip-hop all night, and I can do nothing but laugh.
That's all they do.
I can do nothing but laugh.
That's all they do. That's all they do. This dude posted on Facebook last night. He posted something on Facebook last night saying, look, I ain't got no shame in my game. He said, that's right. He said, I only fuck white women. And guess what? When I do them, I try to tear their insides out. I let them remember. He said, I don't do it because it's enjoyable. He said, I do it. The enjoyment of me is that I'm hurting them. I don't care if I'm hurting them. I do it just because. I do it to pay back. Now, that's kind of wrong because maybe they may not be racist, and that's kind of wrong to pay somebody back. And some people may actually like that type of pain. But he came right out on Facebook last night and said it. You know, yeah.
Oh,
when
wow.
I do, yeah, he said, yeah, and I'm slinging. He said, I'm slinging mad. He said, I'm slinging hard. I'm slinging. When I tell you I'm slinging, and he said, and when I try my best to kill him, he said, when they done with me, he said, they don't want no more of me. Once I had one of them, they don't want no more. They don't come back. He said, but trust me, I do some kind of damage. And to me, I think that's wrong because you're doing like two wrongs make a right. You're thinking of, instead of that, why don't you get together and rally and leave their asses alone? Instead of that, why don't you sit down and talk to somebody about it because you might need help. You might be, what do they call them, unsubs? You might be one of them if you bodily hurting women during sex. You know, but that's how bad racism now. And there's so many black people that are screwed up. Completely screwed up. Completely thinks society has ruined their chances when, no, boo, you ruined your chance. You could have gotten an education. You could have done what you had to do. You didn't have to get in the streets. You had to sell drugs. You didn't have to have people looking at you a certain kind of way because you always up in front of a judge. Not every black person is ignorant. There are some very intelligent people, very intelligent black people.
Thank you.
Very intelligent with educations that want something out of life. You know, and that's how I deal with people right now. Right now, today, in my life, there's a couple of people I just cut out my life. Just cut out my life. Because guess what? They didn't want nothing. They didn't do nothing but keep up drama. They didn't do nothing but start trouble. I don't need that in my life. I'm about positivity. You know what I'm saying? I live in a house, got a husband, a big-ass house, got some healthy kids. One of them might be troublesome, but got some healthy kids, and really I don't need nothing else. So my whole motto is, if you're not for me, you're against me. If you can't stand next to me, you're beneath me. If you can't stand neck and neck with me and see my dream, then I don't need you.
Amen.
And that's it. You know, there's so many screwed up black people, and they screwed up. And it takes away from the intelligent ones. It really does. It takes away from the intelligent ones. Because it's like we're all stupid, we're all going to go put on hoods, and we're all going to go rally, and we're all going to go fight a bunch of white people because we're upset. No, that's not going to happen. They're handling it very intelligently, and guess what? The federal charges that was just brought across will send a bigger message. It's sending the message that we didn't want him to be charged this way and be out of jail in 3 years. We wanted him to be federally charged and probably not get out for the rest of his life, or hopefully his ass get the death penalty.
But remember, in order to die, you got to be healthy. But the thing is, you're going to come up with some more money. Now it's going to be hard to get money because you're labeled a child killer. Even though you found not guilty by a group of your peers, you are now officially a child killer.
A child killer, yep.
So nobody won't let parts of that. And then it's federal. So now
federal.
Y'all gonna stand at risk of being exposed and putting your own self at risk to support this motherfucker. Then I just read that him and his wife have stopped working for fear of their safety. Well, guess what? If you would have set your wannabe RoboCop ass down, rent a cop, and not did nothing, you can still be working.
They don't burn crosses. They burn crosses in front of their house. They don't throw stones, bricks. And the thing about it is Trayvon's dead. His parents keep getting death threats. Now, why the fuck is somebody threatening them? That's how you can tell racism is alive. People are threatening them, doing death threats to them. For what? They're innocent. Trayvon was innocent. And you doing death threats to them? That don't make no sense. No sense. No sense whatsoever. No sense whatsoever. And they're getting death threats. Trust me, George Zimmerman, he ain't going to make it. He ain't going to make it. How else is he going to work? Where is he going to go? He might as well, you know what I know, he go to that all-white family. He might get a job. And then again, his skin might be too dark.
Oh, he go to
Vital, Texas?
They don't play out there. He can't. You got to be straight white. That's the only way you get me. Can't be mixed or nothing. You got to be all white to get in Nevada.
I mean, I wonder where is he going to work? I mean, this is what
he's
I'm saying. How are you going
to
make it?
He's going to have to live his life in hiding. I mean, look at Kate Hampton. Nobody really knows where she's at. She had to change her identity. It's like once you that kind of see, and to me, honestly, that's his punishment right there. If he don't get another day of jail time in his life, he got to live with the fact of knowing he got to live in secret the remainder of his days on this earth.
And he always got to look behind his back. You always do. You can't go to the store. You can't go shopping. Your face was plastered. And trust me, you're going to get old, and it's unremembered. And trust me, if your ass ain't in jail and don't spend the rest of your life in jail, you're not going to live a good life. You're not going to live a good life because people are always going to consistently be watching you, you and your wife. Your wife will suffer.
You know
if you have children, they'll suffer.
His family was posting stuff on Instagram, like right before, probably about a week before they came up with the verdict. They were talking about, well, ignorant people are getting to see the truth and all this extra stuff. And I'm like, wow, you ain't even telling your kids that they need to chill right now, dude. Like, you're not even thinking none of this through.
They thought it was good. They thought, hey, my son didn't do nothing.
They were having ice cream or something. I don't know if y'all saw it. It was all over the news, though.
Stupidity today, and it was right after he finished, cross-examining race, I mean, the Gentile check. They should throw that in there, too, because that's a racist comment, because the girl was special. She's 19 in the 12th grade. You could tell by how she talked that she had, like, a learning disability, and she wasn't able to comprehend the question.
Right.
English was her third language. So let's just throw all that out. She was slow. So for the chick that looked, for West's daughter, the one that looked like the white chicks, because they did a little collage. The West daughter and fucking was it Marlon? From white chicks, they put them close up, and them chicks look both. They look just alike, and they brought that up. That's something else that should come up also. My question is, what are they going to do with the, did they throw the perjury charge out for Zimmerman's wife that lied about the money? Because remember, the phone calls were recorded when he was incarcerated, and he had already raised over $100,000-something. And the judge said, had they known that they had raised over $200,000, they wouldn't have had that $150,000 bond. Bond would have been higher. Because she was arrested on perjury. What happened to those charges?
But they just went away. They just went away like everything else. It's like the ballots for the vote that year that disappeared. I'm telling you, it's a horrible state, and the biggest fight should be against the state. Yeah, the biggest fight should be the gun law, because he shouldn't have had a law. He shouldn't have had a gun in the first damn place. When he was first convicted, even though he got off, it still sits on your record. He should have never had a gun. This is somebody known as an angry person with a temper. He was known as an angry, and you're supposed to be there to protect the residents. You're supposed to be somewhere that's supposed to be protecting people, but instead you're murdering people. And you obviously have some sort of racial stuff going on because you've never seen the kid before that's always visited his parents. You've never seen him. You claim you've never seen him before. But then yet they pull up the 7-Eleven. That's what really hurt me. They pull up them pictures to make him out to be something else. I don't care if he was a thug. I don't care if he had drug charges. I don't care if he was a drug dealer. He was 17. He was somebody's damn baby. Somebody's baby. That's what he was, somebody's baby. That's what needs to be addressed. And it will be. It will be. Because I'm sure George Zimmerman can't even sleep right now. Probably without drinking or being on some sort of drugs his damn self. That's a harsh thing. Even if he is a racist, that's a harsh thing to deal with.
He in a room somewhere. He done popped a Molly. He's sweating.
You know it. You know it. How could you even get up? How could you even walk? How could you even think about the fact that you murdered somebody's baby? And I'm sure right now they're looking at the pictures online. The pictures that they're showing of him riding a horse in the pink shirt, the pictures of him, his football shirt, jersey picture, the picture of him in school with his parents and smiling and with a happy face, the ones they flashed across the news today. I'm sure he's seeing it, and I'm sure his wife is seeing it. And I'm sure if they ever have kids, their kids going to hear about it. If they ain't got kids already, they're going to know about it. So I don't know. I mean, the only thing I could do, like I said, is fight. Fight. Get my message out. Make sure that everybody knows about this company as soon as I get home. I've been standing outside of Walmart forever. Didn't want to go in because I didn't want the loud sounds to go off. But as soon as I get home, I'm...
Because, you know, the show ended at 8. We in the after party.
Okay, so I could go in Walmart because, you know, all these white people keep looking at me, walking past like, what is she talking about? But then they smile once they stop for a second. I wish the motherfucker would right now. That's right, I'm packing heat right in my trunk. I'm a cop's wife. That's right, I'm packing. I wish the motherfucker would right now. They would go down, like, set it off.
Well, why was Zimmerman going to the grocery store with a gun, and then you had your holster on you with the gun? Like, who does that? And my thing is, if your wife was so fucking scared of the neighborhood that you lived in. And I've seen the little condominium neighborhood. It's very nice. But if your wife is so scared, why the fuck didn't y'all move? Why didn't y'all just leave?
Got to be market because they're assholes.
Because they didn't want to tell the truth. Hell, he shot that boy down in cold blood. They didn't want to tell the truth. They're going to come up with every excuse of why he had what he had on him and why he did what he did. Instead of just telling the truth, hey, I felt like being a cowboy and I got a chance to shoot somebody.
I got a chance to fire my gun.
Well, guess
and
what?
The cops, they didn't handle it right. Two of the cops don't quit. They actually
quit.
Two of them quit because they couldn't take it. They couldn't take the heat. And they just felt like the whole thing went down and the way he was treated, they couldn't take it. They just couldn't take it. Two of them quit. I don't know about the chief, but I know two of them quit. I know some of the first responders did.
Yeah.
And they questioned him. They questioned him hard. Why didn't you wait for us? Why did you pursue? Was you in any danger? Was this boy up on your car? You know, you think for 1 minute if that little boy knew that there was somebody behind him with a gun, he would have even walked in a dark alley? Honestly. But self-defense is self-defense. You know, self-defense is self-defense. But if you chase somebody to fight them, how is that self-defense? No, that's murder. That's murder, premeditated murder is what it is. Because when he got out that car and he made that statement about, I'm tired of these fucking punks and I'm going to get this one, that was his premeditation right there. That was saying, I'm about to do this. Like Smith & Wesson style.
I'm about to smoke his ass.
Mm-hmm. That's what that was. He just didn't expect it to be a 17-year-old child. He thinking it's a grand, somebody bigger. He thinking he caught him a thug.
Yeah, he think he about to get his first teardrop.
Mm-hmm. And then got the nerve to have his damn belligerent-ass family on the news talking about, that was my boy. That was him. That was Georgie. What the fuck? Shut the hell up, you ignorant mother. I promise you. And then there's a man on TV, there's some man on TV that keeps talking about it, like he keeps going in and out about it, and like they keep showing like little infomercials and stuff about it. And the last one I seen, he had on a hoodie. I tried to look for it on YouTube, but it's not on YouTube yet. He had a hoodie, and he had a gun to the back, like a gun holding a gun to the back of his head, and said, "Now with my hoodie on, do I look dangerous?" It's like little infomercials. I don't even know who the hell is airing it, but I happened to see it today while I was at work, and I was trying to get it so I can try to take a clip of it. But it's just like fashion. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's a whole bunch of injustice. But I think as the people, if we come strong, let our voices be heard, stand strong to what we believe in, stay strong with our children, we should be okay. Other than that, only thing I can see is it's the end. This is it. And as said before, get yourself right. Get yourself right with the Lord so that you go in the right direction. You go up and not down, because there's a whole lot of people that's going down right now.
Yeah, just everybody, stay strong and keep pushing. I hate to part good company and everything, but and talk to my mail. We talked on BBM a couple of times and everything. This is BBG 936. Definitely Sarah Kala, if you could, repost those. If y'all repost that the info of those companies that was them, I'll retweet that.
As soon as you get it to me, it's about to go viral.
I am.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go on my phone.
I'm gonna go on my phone when I get in, right before I go in the store and see can I find the post, and then I'll share it to my wall. And the post has a bunch of people talking
about
it.
I'm about to do one even better. I'm about to have baby girl get the digital camera, and I'm about to call all these companies out. Oh, I'm about to make a YouTube video. Woo, honey, if you
hit it. That's right.
Oh, shit, it's going down. Meet me at the trap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy. I'm about to get viral on their asses.
I don't know, but my phone's like about to die, so I'm about to hang up. But Chalk Mommy, you got my phone number now? Give me about an hour when I get home and give me a call.
I sure will. Thank you.
And anybody else that needs to find me on Facebook, I'm up under Brenda Williams, and I am one of Chalk Mommy's friends.
Yes.
So
y'all,
if you need to find me,
real
just...
cute. Give
no,
me
no, not really, not really. It's just...
You're cute.
Thank you. Well, just find me and call me like about an hour, Chalk Mommy, okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right. Peace out, guys. Love the show. It was great. I'm happy I got a chance to vent. I'm going to go get me a beer and chill, but I'll be there and get you that information.
All right.
All right, bye.
Like, as soon as she gets me that info, y'all, I promise y'all, that shit is about to be blasted every motherfucking where. We will not support companies that support a child killer. It does not matter what color a person is, you killed the damn child. I wouldn't support you if you raped the child, you snatched the senior citizen, or whatever. It's just, no, you're not about to get my hard-earned money, and I'm working now too? Fuck that. No. Remember, if 450,000 people can sign a petition to get federal charges against a child killer, then them same 450,000 people can make these motherfucking companies go bankrupt. they need to be held accountable. You don't do that because what if that was one of their kids and somebody was supporting and they're the killer of their child? They wouldn't want that shit at all. They wouldn't like it. Oh, boy, me and Ashton about to tear BBM up. And my homie from Florida. I mean, damn, I'm bugging from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's about to be ugly. It's about to go down.
I'm about to send you something else.
Oh, and I'm about to repost it. I'm like, thank God I got the Wi-Fi going. Well, people is in awe, especially as a fighter. It's a savior. I'm so glad that I did this show. I miss so damn Sundays because people were tearing that shit up last week. But me, it's important. It's all cool, joke, have adult topics and stuff like that. But then at the same time, you got to come together as a unit. You got to come together as a community. And that does not mean black and white. That means the community that you live in, because everybody has different nationalities in their community. You have to come together as a whole. Like, if you don't stand for something, you're going to always fall for anything. And all I got to say is just put yourself in the Martin situation. If you do that, then you will be a better person. You got to move things differently. All the violent protests, all that is in the past. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it the right way. Let's do it legally. Let's make a paper trail so it protects other people, and it also makes this person be held accountable. They want to be held accountable for what they're doing. People in Florida, y'all better get the hell out. Y'all gonna wake up one day and guess what? Y'all gonna be in some bullshit. Y'all gonna be on change.org with a damn petition because some shit didn't happen to you. Get the fuck up out of that crazy ass state. I don't give a fuck about South Beach no more. It ain't even important. Fuck the Miami Heat. Fuck the fucking Dolphins, the Marlins, Florida. Fuck all them shits in Florida. I'm good.
Oh, my.
Hey, Chuck, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Have you seen that movie called The Purge?
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all think about it if Florida becomes like that? Well, basically, the theory is from, like, 7 o'clock at night to 7 in the morning, you can kill anybody, and none of the services will be there to help you.
You can commit any crime.
Yeah.
You can commit any crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all read the tweet from the Atlanta Falcons player that found out the verdict, and he said that the 6 jurors should go home and kill themselves?
That the who?
That the 6 jurors should go home and kill themselves.
No.
And people were trying to get him in trouble with that
Freedom of speech.
Yeah. So, like, I tweeted him, and I put the NFL commission, because I can't send his ass no way. I'm like, you're exercising the freedom of speech, and the NFL commission, I said, if he don't like it, he can kiss ass. I said some shit like that. But at the same time, that boy can tweet what the hell he want to tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not trying to play God. People can express how they feel.
What was it? I sent a bunch of stuff.
And then I'm going to try to see if I can get Michael B. Jordan on the show. He's the one that's making a movie about the black dude Oscar from California that was handcuffed and the white cop shot and killed him. Because that was crazy. The dude was handcuffed and the cop shot and killed him. He wasn't giving him a problem or nothing. So I would love to get him on the show to talk about what he feels is going on with this. And then I would like to, I have to read this because this is like some real, this is some real shit. Some of y'all need to get off Facebook with that bullshit talking, like going through so much. Y'all did not lose a child to see the mother of your child walk free. Like my mama used to tell me, there is always somebody worse off than you. Nobody cared if your baby daddy tripping or your food steps didn't come. Be thankful for life and having your kids still breathing, like really. That was posted by Alicia Wright 50 minutes ago. And she's being very vocal about having people sign the petition ever since that I posted it on her page, and I've been posting it on other people's pages and blasting it out, sending it in a text message, and posting it in my groups and everything like that. Everybody is signing. And I would like to think that everybody is signing, because if you're not, that's that. Because what happens if something happens to you and your family and you want the world as a whole to stand behind you? If you're not standing behind somebody at their darkest hour, why should somebody stand behind you with your darkest hour? So, I've said a lot. I need a drink, not necessarily no hard liquor, Mountain Dew, got the best of something with some carbonation might do. Grab me a little double hamburger, come back, mess with Ashton on the BBM a little bit, and go back on my tweet and rant, and, you know, try to make a difference. No violence, use your head, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Just keep remembering, as long as we do things in numbers, we'll be heard. You'll be heard more with a lot of numbers than you will going out here breaking shit, fighting people. Because when they lock your ass up, ain't nobody going to hear you.
Right.
Well, when you stand
together.
Some
of the people was having parties off that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was having, like, if you go to the club and put on a hoodie and an empty bag of Skittles, you get in for free. I think that's not helping the situation either.
No, it's not, because then as soon as they get drunk and they coming out the club and they downtown and they see some white people and they see something about the hoodie, they could be saying something in agreement of what happened is fucked up. All you hear is that they say something and you see they call it, you ready to whoop their ass, and guess what? You in jail with a high ass bond or no bond, or your friends that you was with left your dumb ass in jail. Man, people, get your mind right. If you don't do nothing else, get your mind right today. You got it till tomorrow. They're public knowledge. My daughter just came in and showed me pictures of Trayvon laid out. Because, you know, when you Google him, his pictures of him being shot dead are on the internet.
Sick.
I mean, come on, man. Respect the dead. Respect the family. Just show some fucking class about yourself. People don't do that. All I got to say is, I just pray that nobody ever goes through that. Nobody ever goes through having your son or your daughter shot, your brother, your mother, your father, none of that. I just pray nobody ever has to go through that. But until we stick together and change some gun laws and change who can get a gun and how they get a gun, we're going to be going through this every week. Some people going to make noise about it, some people won't. I appreciate everybody calling in. I'm about to get my ass off the phone and get back to my social media with this petition and waiting on this damn list to come. But boy, I'm telling you, as soon as I get that damn list and I make sure my hair look good and I'm throwing a nice little T-shirt, I do got a hoodie, but I ain't even going to do the hoodie. I'm just going to do me. And I'm going to put that list out. I'm going to go viral with it. People either gonna respect it or not. At this point, I really don't give a damn because my big concern is making sure Trayvon's parents have my full support in whatever it is that they plan on doing moving forward. And if processing these companies is gonna help, then so be it. Signing that petition is helping because that's a step closer to getting some justice on another level. Sometimes you gotta say fuck the state and get your relief from the federal government.
Some of it is a beast.
So, you guys have a good night. Thank you for calling in. I love you. Send out special prayers to Sabrina, Tracy, the whole Martin family, and all the people that supported them and stood by them. And for everybody that support a child killer, I hope that one day that you're not in the Martin situation because then you'll understand how they feel. So on that note, everybody have a good night. Thank you for riding the chocolate wave on the educated side tonight. I'll be back Tuesday, ratchet as ever.
Good night.
Good night.